Take it away, Rob.
Made good girls, and you can't go wrong. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Chip Bandwidth and all the chips at sea. Hey, it's America's favorite internet gurus, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide, it's a national show via the auspices of the Westwood One Radio Network. Don and Mike coming to you from crappy radio station WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C.
Ooh, Westwood One, fine organization,
Andy. That is our home base. We are syndicated through Westwood One on 55 American radio stations with over 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners, and we humbly thank you for your patronage.
We do.
Of course, as always, we have to start with a big ass smooch at the top. That would be Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, and Donald Monkey Boy Ephraim.
Yes.
And I see you waving your hands. I don't know why you're waving your hands. Your microphone's been on.
Really?
Do you not hear Buzz?
I do. I do, but I was making little noises a minute ago, and they weren't coming through.
Because I don't turn it on until I'm ready to speak to you.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm ready to speak to you. Well, please, don't let me introduce this gentleman.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. And here's my favorite newscaster.
There he is.
That's Mopo introducing Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
There is Buzz, once again, using the layered look today.
Yes, once again. It was such a hit yesterday, I decided to try for more.
Not as rugged good-looking as yesterday.
Not even with the plaid, you don't think?
No.
Okay.
Is that a silk shirt you have on underneath your plaid?
No.
Workman?
Regular t-shirt today.
Bounty-like shirt.
Is that another one of your shirts from Structure?
No, actually. I don't even know where this shirt came from.
Buzz and I were talking about his clothing yesterday, and he said he got it at Structure.
My favorite store.
It's his favorite store.
Actually, thanks to Rob, who gave me a gift certificate for that.
I think that's a store at Brothers Shop, all right? Isn't that a big Brothers Shop?
Brothers. It's a Brothers Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
You can find some older men clothes there, too.
Once again, the shirt that Buzz wears really could have been a curtain from my mom's house.
Absolutely. It's a green plaid shirt.
When we were growing up.
I know one thing, Structure ain't for fat guys. I've tried to shop there. No luck at all.
Really?
Yeah, I have never
gotten shirts from Structure.
I think it's gotten smaller because I used to have a sweater from Structure, but lately, nothing.
Really?
No.
Today is January 12th, everybody. Telephone number is 1-877-365-3636. I promise we'll get to your calls momentarily, but bear with me because we've got a ton of stuff to get through in the opening segment today.
Can I just get this off my chest before you start? I know it's a minor thing, but I've been looking at my bottle, and I have a problem, and I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I must, okay? I'm drinking this bottle of Pepsi One, this new product that they have from Pepsi-Cola.
And before you start this diatribe,
yes.
Not too annoying. When I'm over here pressing the buttons trying to play the tapes to get the show started, and I noticed that one of the tape machines is not in phase.
Yes.
When I mentioned to Rob, I said, hey, give me a hand on this. And then right away, I saw you yelling at him for something about your soda. Oh,
I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah,
I hadn't noticed that you were doing that.
And I saw the boy torn. It's like, oh, I
didn't know you needed him, too.
He didn't know which to do. It's like,
oh, I'm sorry. Rob, I didn't know that he needed you.
He
wasn't watching.
He started fixing the machine. And then the next thing you know, I see him because I got the headphones on. I can't hear what you guys are saying. I just know that there's some problem with your soda pop.
It's not a problem at all, and it's nothing that really matters. It's just something I feel is necessary. First of all, I occasionally will glance at a soda bottle to see where it was bottled, to see where it originated from. And I always believed that every bottle of soda would have somewhere on the label the place of origin.
They used to?
Which they don't. There is nowhere on this bottle that says where it came from. So, I mean, in the unlikely event that there was a rodent head in the bottom of this soda bottle,
you'd win a prize.
I would not be able to track it. I don't even see. I haven't actually checked for a phone number, but I don't see that either. And also, I just wanted. This is what I want to show you.
Okay.
This was just my.
I know this was troubling you. I don't know if you saw this, but this was trouble before the show started.
Well, Rob sort of solved the problem, but then he didn't. Now I'm trying to put the thing back on here, so you won't.
Was it a problem with the cap?
No, it's not a problem with the cap. Oh, wait a minute.
Hold it on the cap.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Right.
Everybody, welcome inside the world of Mike O'Mara, radio star, right now. You're getting a little glimpse behind the curtain right now.
He cares about what he puts in his body.
There it is.
What?
I take it all back.
Okay.
It's right on the cap.
Never mind.
But wait a minute, I'm not done yet.
All right.
What's on the cap? Where it was bottled?
Okay. See that? Now, I know whatever I show you, I want to tell you, don't diminish this. I know it's very easily diminishable just by letting it stand alone. Don't make any more effort because this is important.
Let me see it.
Read that. What does that black arrow say?
For best taste, drink by date on bottle.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then it points to those numbers.
It points to a barcode.
And it points to that, and what is the date?
It's not a date, it's a barcode.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, they're saying that, they're saying, okay. No, they're,
I can understand your level of discomfort.
They're saying, for best taste,
I can understand, Mike.
Drink by the date on the bottle, and then it's the barcode.
Right.
So what, I mean, am I supposed to, what, have a scanner in my home that's going to tell me what the best taste is going to be? I'm just saying, this is for the consumer, correct?
I don't know.
You know what?
I don't care.
But you know what? And then Rob pointed out a date that's in print here.
This is what you were having this important conference with him before the show. This is why you grabbed him away from the important job of the equipment that was breaking.
I did not know that.
To find out the date of bottling of your Pepsi One.
Let me tell you in all sincerity, I was so focused on this that I had no idea you were having an emergency with over there?
We lost
one of the machines.
Lost the left channel of the instant replay.
Now, I just think that if this is for the store, which it probably is,
mm-hmm.
They should actually, if they're going to put that on there, they should put the date on themselves instead of giving a barcode. I'm suspicious of the whole thing, and I think that, you know, usually on, you know, on milk and on everything, they stamp it. Now, Rob showed me a stamp here, but it's obscured, as you can see. There is no way of really telling what the date is, and I'm really upset. Rob says it was May of 2000.
May of 2000.
Then you're safe. Yeah, I'm perfectly safe.
It'll be fine.
And here's the other thing. I'd like to apologize to the Pepsi Cola Company, because right on top of the cap, where any fool could see it.
Cool.
Any fool?
You fool.
It's right up here. The Pepsi Cola Summers, New York. Is where this
gotcha.
Is.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
So I thank you for, you know, once in a while.
I know. I have to.
And thank you so much for humoring me. I had no idea it was taking Rob away from that duty.
No problem. No problem. Okay.
Just had to get it off my chest.
Now that major crisis has been averted.
Boy, I feel a lot better now.
Show underway.
I feel so much better.
Listen, today we have, I need some input here. If you can take yourself away from your soda for a second.
Just get a sip on it.
We have a trip to Tampa Bay for the Washington Redskins and the Tampa Bay Bucs playoff game this weekend.
This is wonderful. This is
hot.
This is what everybody's talking about.
We're giving away a trip today, a trip tomorrow, and a trip on Friday. I want to talk about the trip today, and I want to talk about the trip tomorrow. The trip today is on the Redskins Air Assault. I'm sure you've heard about this.
Man, that is the coolest. Right? If I was going down there, I would want to be on this plane.
This is a plane that's been chartered by the Washington Redskins to fly people down to Tampa, get them into the game, give them Redskins jerseys, let them root their brains out, then take them back to the airport, fly them back to D.C., whole thing done in one day.
Yeah, it's a one-day thing, but I think that's just the way to go, because to me,
it's the official trip.
And that will be a party trip like you won't believe, because, I mean, you got everybody going down, all the Redskins fans going down there.
So today we've got a trip to give away for the Redskins Air Assault to Tampa Bay. Here's the dilemma. How do we give this away? We could certainly write a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a great way to ensure that people listen to the entire show.
Right. I agree.
Or we could just do a pedestrian contest where people, like, could call in and qualify, mm-hmm. and somebody would just open the phone and say, we'll take the first 20 callers, and then at some point late in the show, we'll announce people's names, and then if we call you up and you prove to us you're listening to the show, whenever we call you, you would win the trip.
That works.
You know, one way is like a standard, that's the standard DJ contest, or we could write a story.
I love the stories, and I would tell you that based on experience, the stories seem to be working with the listeners, you know, based on our recent success.
Well, Mike, mm-hmm. based on that, here's the first line of today's story.
Very good.
Which is how you will win today's Redskins Air Assault to Tampa Bay.
Cool. Okay. Uh-oh.
When Buzz was a little boy...
Buzz was a little boy.
That's the first line of our story.
Okay. When Buzz... What a wonderful beginning. My favorite, probably my favorite yet. When Buzz was a little boy,
and I will start.
Okay.
And what you want to do, everybody, is write down all the words to this story. And by the end of the show, you know how this goes. By the end of the show, we'll have a full story written. We'll ask you to call in. If you have the story with all the words in the right order, you prove to us you've been listening to the whole show. Boom. You're on the Redskins Air Assault, and you're going down to Tampa for the playoff game. When Buzz was a little boy,
mm-hmm.
first word is dinosaurs.
Oh.
Mike?
Okay. Roamed.
Okay, I'll set you up for a good one next time.
Okay.
We'll do opposite order next time.
All right.
And Buzz.
V.
Okay. Okay.
That's the start. When Buzz was a little boy, dinosaurs roamed the dot, dot, dot.
Can't go much further back than dinosaurs.
Pretty much.
You
can't.
You just sort of sucked it all out of me with dinosaurs.
Well, I'll give you a chance.
I was thinking we could have gone through the Civil War and everything.
Well,
you can't do it with dinosaurs.
We've got a whole story, though. We've got the Middle Ages to go through. You know, we've got man discovering that the Earth was round.
All of history.
We have the birth of Jesus. So many events that Buzz has lived through that we'll be able to chronicle today.
Well, if you go in the other direction, you're absolutely right. You can move forward from the dinosaurs.
Right.
I was thinking backwards for earlier. That's my challenge, maybe, to think earlier than the dinosaurs.
Okay, so listen, that's how we're going to be giving away the Redskins air assault today. Now, about tomorrow's trip.
Yes.
The trip we're giving away tomorrow is an all-expenses-paid weekend vacation in Tampa Bay. That includes round-trip air, hotel accommodations, and tickets to the game, courtesy of the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia, 540-364-3741.
Another great prize.
This is going to be on tomorrow's show. I only bring this up now because if we're going to make this plan happen for tomorrow's show, there's one important person who we have to have on board. Here's a thought that I have for this. That tomorrow, for the big trip to the Redskins game, the one that includes the weekend in Tampa Bay, we'll have girls come down and kick field goals.
Okay.
And it'll be very much like strip trivia in that as a girl, like let's say they start 5 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
She makes the field goal. She advances to the next round. Mm-hmm. She has to take off a piece of clothing. She makes it from 10 yards out. She has to take off a piece of clothing and she advances.
Mm-hmm.
All of the field goals will be kicked with a Nerf football. Right here in our hallway.
Very good.
A little one? Yeah, a little tiny football.
One of the little ones.
The only thing that makes this game work, though, is if the celebrity judge, the guy at the end of the hall, holding his hands up like the goalposts, is Redskins field goal kicker, Brett Conway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who has mentioned to me on many occasions, every time I go out to Redskins Park, this guy comes up and says, the next time you're going to have naked girls on the show,
right?
Please call me. I want to get involved.
Absolutely.
So we've been trying to call Brett Conway now for the last day and a half.
That's good.
He's a cool guy. He loves this show.
I would think he would enjoy this job.
We have not been able to get a hold of him. Because he's a kicker, he weaseled out of practice early today. I was out at Redskins Park today.
Right.
And I got there at noon, and he had already left for the day.
But
already gone.
You don't want to put a call into Mark Mosley.
Oh, no. Maybe as a last resort. He is single again.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's not like he'd have a problem with his wife doing that condo.
I see him.
Well, he lives up my way. I see him jogging
around.
Hey, this is
Brett. I can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hey, Brett, buddy, it's Don and Mike.
Brett, how is the greatest field goal kicker in the whole wide world?
Where the heck are you? Brett, it's your chance to come down and be a celebrity judge on tomorrow's show when we give away a trip for the playoff game where girls will be in semi-nude states kicking field goals through your outstretched arms.
We'd love you to come down and be our celebrity judge.
Brett, we must hear from you.
It's very important because this is all for a trip down to the big game in Tampa.
But we can't do this contest unless we know that you are going to be participating.
It's going to be great.
So, Brett, please hold on, and one of our representatives will pick up the phone to give you the hotline.
Fantastic.
Okay, now, let me just check out at Redskins Park, just to double check.
He usually leaves early, doesn't he?
He's got nothing to do.
Yeah, I mean, those guys don't, you know, they have to be there for game day. That's their big thing.
But I got there at noon today. I said, where's Brett? He's already gone.
Mm-hmm.
They said he might be at Burger King.
What do you think he does with all his free time?
They just hang out.
Take showers.
That's great.
He's porno.
Showers, porno.
Domino's.
Has a secret stash at the park.
Hey, would someone please pick up line 7? Rockhead, pick up line 7 and give Brett Conway the hotline. I'm trying to call Redskins Park right now.
Rock had listened to the show. Rock had actually listened to the show. I'm curious about that.
I think he tries to.
Mm-hmm. He was enjoying his new software for the phones yesterday. He was,
sure.
Me like computer.
Sitting there up in his tree back there looking at the new software with the head at a jaunty angle.
His tree house. Rockhead in the middle. Yeah. Except that Malcolm in the middle, Malcolm is a genius. There's no way that role could be played by Mike E. Rockhead.
Mike E. Rockhead would be the older brother of Malcolm in the middle, just at military school.
Let me make sure that I've dialed the correct number.
the Washington Redskins Park.
When I was out there today, oh, you know who's going to be calling us today is our friend Howie Long.
Ah, great.
Ooh. I saw Howie Long out at Redskins Park today doing a thing for Fox NFL Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I glommed right onto him.
Good. How's Howie looking?
Dreamy.
Gorgeous man, isn't he?
Well, dreamy.
Yeah.
A very tight pair of designer jeans, black work boots, and a black tight turtleneck. Hello, Howie.
Can I be your friend?
gave him the number, said call us today.
Love you, Howie.
So he promised he'd call it at some point.
Well, I don't know what's doing at Redskins Park. I mean, I know they're busy and all, but this is like a business line for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I think the odds are he probably wouldn't be there, right?
Well, I don't know what the practice schedule is. I mean, I know that they had a full practice today. I don't know if the guys have been let go now. They got the rest of Redskins. Hey, is this BJ?
Yes.
Hi, BJ. It's Don. How are you? You know.
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. BJ, you're on the air, if that's okay. We are looking for Brett Conway. Is he around?
Sure, he's practicing.
Oh, he's practicing.
Oh, is he on the field now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, would you, when he comes back, would you grab him and tell him to call our show? Call the Don and Mike show?
Okay. What's your number?
Hold on just a second, BJ. Hold on. Rockhead, pick up the hotline and give BJ the hotline, please. Pick up the hotline and give her the hotline. Good boy.
Yeah, he's moving a little faster now.
Good boy. Okay, well,
honey cut.
When we hear from Brett Conway,
Thomas,
if he's up for that, or are those the brothers?
BJ game.
Oh, all right. BJ Honeycutt, BJ Thomas. B.J. Stone?
I think maybe I know a B.J.
I never heard of a B.J. Stone. B.J. and the Bear? B.J. B.J. Lewinsky? That's a blowjob.
No,
I know.
Count.
I know that doesn't count. Billy Joe Tolliver?
Okay, the Billy Joes I'll accept.
Billy
Joe Hobart.
Billy Joe Royal. Ode to Billy Joe. Billy Jean. Billy Jean King.
Well, are we doing Billy Joseph?
Well, those are BJs. Brad Johnson. Big Johnson.
All right, you're king of the BJs.
Thank you.
Since you were using all the names, you caught me unprepared.
Well, you caught me unprepared.
It's true.
That was like a sneak attack. How long has it been since we've done the name?
It has been a long time. It has, but, you know, since we're using all the BJs, and now I can't stop thinking about it. You know, between that and the Pepsi, I'm just not being able to be very focused.
So listen, if Brett Conway calls and he can do this, then we'll open up the line. We'll get some girls to come down here tomorrow, do the field goals in various stages of nudity.
Good.
And if it all plays out correctly, the girl who kicks the longest field goal, I guess, will be the nakedest, and she will also win tomorrow's trip to the Washington Redskins-Tampa Bay playoff game.
That'll be fantastic.
Okay, so that's tomorrow. We'll wait for him to call back. We have the trip today. Ay, 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 that's a lot of business. Oh, we also have to announce our next Las Vegas-style show.
All right.
Yeah. It's Las Vegas-style show 2000.
Oh, man, Y2K.
An all-new, retooled Vegas-style show. And, Mike, because you demanded it, the first show of the new year is going to be in Baltimore.
That's where I like to go. I like to really, I just wish we could do more in Pennsylvania.
We're going to be back at Bellhager's in Baltimore in the brand-new Bow Dome.
Oh, man, the Bow Dome?
The Bow Dome. We will be breaking in the new Bow Dome.
Cool.
In Bellhager's at Baltimore. Area code 410-563-7224. Directions.
They always treat us very well at Bellhager's.
It is the first Vegas-style show of the year 2000. All new bits, lots of naked people, all the stuff you like. Vegas show 2000, Wednesday, February 2nd. Bellhager's in Baltimore. It don't cost nothing to get in. And please remember, you got to be 21 to get into that joint.
What a great way to celebrate the month of love.
Yep, in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Well, because you requested it.
I always say, can we do more shows in Baltimore? And I just want to say thank you because you've listened to me about that.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you doing
very welcome.
More shows in Baltimore. The only problem is that's the close part of Baltimore. You know, I wish we could do a little bit more on the farther.
The northeastern suburbs. Great, your wish will be granted.
It will be.
In the year 2000.
Yeah, I like those locations where we should all take the bullet train to get up there.
So listen, I've got the flu, although I should not say that I have the flu, because I went to the doctor today, because I've got a fever, fever about 100. It's not a major fever, but I just feel that Logie, and I felt that way for 3-4 days in a row now,
mm-hmm.
right? So I went to the doctor today. What, did you just move back because of the germs?
Yeah, when you said fever, I thought you had the flu for a couple of days, or you've not felt well for a couple of days, but when you said fever, that makes me think that's something I didn't have. And
you already got it. If I got it, you already got it.
I don't think so. I think I'm gonna survive.
If the germs can be transmitted in the space between us, you'd already have it, but maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Because what the doctor told me today was that I don't have, quote unquote, the flu.
Right. The flu.
Magma. I don't have that.
The flu that's going around. I mean, the same thing's putting people in the emergency rooms is knocking people off their feet.
Right. And as a matter of fact, the doctor that I saw today seemed pissed that I came in to see him.
Yeah, all the news stories that I have heard says that, you know, if you feel like you're getting something, it's a good precautionary measure.
No, he was pissed.
See the doctor. He thought you shouldn't have been in there.
He was pissed. He said, you're not in any danger of dying. And I said,
man,
okay, thanks. That's good news. Like, duh.
You have been more than having any real of the cold symptoms. You've really just been achy and run down.
Just very run down. And now I got the sick poops.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to see him today, and I told him all of the symptoms, and he took my temperature, and he says, 100.3.
Does he still just use his finger?
Yeah.
It's a great doctor. You can always tell there's a real experienced doctor when they don't have to use those machinery or anything. They just use their finger and tell you. 98.7.
Mine and finger. So the appointment's at 10, and the place is so jammed that they don't even get me in until 10:40.
Right.
So they shuffle me back, and they say, okay, here's what we want you to do. Slip out of your clothes. Slip into this gown. We're going to take your blood pressure. We're going to take your temperature. The doctor comes in. He sees me maybe a total of 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Guy comes in, says, let me look in your throat. Looks in my ears. Says, you got a temperature of 100. Nah, you don't have the flu. I said, but I felt awful for 4 days. He said, did you have a flu shot? I said, yes. He says, you don't have the flu. He said, you're not going to die. I said, well, I didn't think that I was going to die.
So he said, you're not going to die.
Yeah, exactly what he said. You're not going to die. And then he explained to me that in extreme cases, people do die from influenza.
Yeah, the elderly and people with
strains
of respiratory conditions.
And then he started to lecture me a little bit about how there were all kinds of really sick people waiting in the lobby for his valuable time.
Really?
Yeah.
And I said, really? I guess he's getting a little tired of seeing people with colds.
Yeah, I said, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm real sorry, but I don't feel good.
Right.
And he said, well, if you don't feel good, get into bed and drink lots of liquids.
Mm-hmm.
But for the record, I don't think you have the flu.
Did he give you anything at all?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
He didn't give me anything. He told me to go home and take some Tylenol and drink water.
Oh, my God.
That was it.
Well,
so thank you, doctor.
That's a bad feeling when you go to the mechanic and not only is there nothing wrong with your car, but you said, why'd you even come in here in the first place?
Thank you, Dr. Giggles. And I guess when I was talking to the girl then when I was checking out, you know, they always do make sure that they find time for you when it's time to check out, though, when it's time to pay.
Oh, of course, very important.
She was telling me that just this morning there had been 35 people in to see the doctor since 8 o'clock, and
he's probably a little exasperated.
I guess I was the 35th, and I guess among all 35, I guess the bad news was that none of us is going to die.
I would think
that all 35 people just have some kind of common illness.
I would hate being a doctor for that reason more than any other. That you would be around people with if you were a general practitioner and you were around people with all these illnesses.
Right.
I mean, no matter how many times you use Physoderm, you're still going to get subjected to people's germs.
My wife works in a doctor's office, and she loves the job. Her only complaint, she says, is the sick people.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the sick people, she'd enjoy her job.
Does she get a lot of stuff that people bring into the office?
Actually, no. And they say that the more social...
Well, she's brought home some STDs, hasn't she?
No, she hasn't. Shame on you for saying that.
No, but when you...
You know, just from sitting on those chairs and stuff.
When you have a lot of contact with people, in fact, the more social contact you have, the greater immunity you have because you're exposed to more germs. Your body gets used to it.
Yeah, you know, this doctor was lecturing me today, and I said, well, what can I do? He said, okay, here's what you do. Go home, lay down, drink water, take Tylenol, and after you shake someone's hand or touch a doorknob, wash your hands.
Right. Yeah, we're all pretty chronic hand washers on this show. Mm-hmm. That's, I think,
we've been trained into that.
That's my mom has said for years. That's the key. She does not get sick, and she said because she washes her hands all the time.
So as black light, we have to.
As I was leaving, as I was standing there paying my bill, checking out, I turned and the lobby was full. All the chairs were full.
Right.
People were sitting on the floor. Actually, I turned and I said, A lot of you people are going to be disappointed. Don't believe the man in there. He's going to tell you you're not sick.
You ought to get that. Don't they have a nasal spray now that
that
the influenza thing?
That Sarah stuff?
Yeah.
The doctor told me you have to really have the flu to have that. And you can't just buy that stuff at the drugstore.
Oh,
you
got
to have a
prescription.
You got to have a prescription for it.
Is this the one with Newman doing the commercial
for
it?
And that's what I thought I was going to get. I said, I want that stuff that looks like a Star Trek communicator where you flip up like a flip phone and you just the stuff in your mouth and you like coat your lungs with it.
Yes, Relenza, I think it's called.
Relenza,
that's it.
That's exactly it. And he said that's for people who are really sick.
Right.
That's for sick people.
The real flu.
He said you don't have the flu.
I don't like to be on the cutting edge of those new medications that come out, though. I don't like that at all. You know, because no matter what the Food and Drug Administration tells you, when they come out with those new products and they're all excited about it, you'll say, hey, this is great. They have a cure for the flu. You can just spray it in your mouth. And then, you know, about 2 years later, people start growing hair on the roof of their mouth. And they said it's because of that drug. And they didn't wait long enough before it came to market.
You know, I found most frustrating. It was even though I wasn't technically sick with the flu, he didn't give me a discount on the price.
Yeah,
I think you're going to go in, you're going to see a doctor. A doctor's only going to see you for 3 minutes.
Right.
The doctor's going to tell you, no matter what your symptoms are, you're not sick.
Right.
You shouldn't be charged $75. He's like, cut it in half. So you know what? I only saw you for 3 minutes. I decided you don't have this killer flu.
Sure.
I tell you what, let's strike a deal. How about $25?
How about 25 cents? And it's that you know, how about going into a hardware store? You know, when they say, like, they find the screw that you need, you know, you bring a screw in and they go through there, and it's like, it takes them 2 seconds, and then it's like, it says 15 cents, and they say, I'll give it to you for a nickel. How about like that?
A lot of times they just give it to you for nothing.
Right. Yep.
Do you know that this weekend, I had a guy in a Safeway. I actually stopped in two Safeways this past Sunday, and I had two totally different experiences. At the Safeway by my house, I ran in to pick some stuff up. I was in the express lane. I got there. I gave him my Safeway card, which takes, like, cents off junk.
Right.
And I had been doing the math in my head. I had $30 in my pocket, and it came to, like, $31.25.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to the guy, geez, rather than just have to take something back and have you, you know, do it over the scanner and take it off the bill, I said, can I just owe you and get you the next time I come in the store? And the guy said, yeah, don't worry about it.
That's
you know,
cool. It's a throwback.
So he was a very nice guy. Later in the day, at a Safeway here by the radio station, I was coming home from doing the Redskins.
Right.
Stopped in, got a couple of things, realized, you know what? I bought like $3 worth of stuff, and I only had $2, and I think 40 cents. I was 54 cents short.
You're like those guys that want to buy the beer or the toilet paper, right?
Yeah, and I was 54 cents short. And I said to the guy, oh, you know what? I've only got $3 on me, and my credit card and everything is in the car. Can I owe you? Can I bring it back? And you know what the guy said?
What?
No.
No. Did you do it the second time because you figured it worked the first time?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's because I was trying the same cheap ploy twice
in one
day.
You were probably inadvertently giving off that vibe to the guy that you know, you'd been down this road before, and he wasn't having any of it.
No, well, it wasn't my regular Safeway. It wasn't the people who know who I am. So I just put down whatever it was I was buying. As a matter of fact, it was a bag of those Coldies things.
Coldies, yeah. I'm not big on that.
I threw them down and said, oh, what the heck. See you later.
I think that Coldies is a
mixed review. I have been popping those things for the last 5 days.
Yes, and you're still sick, aren't you?
Yeah, of course I am.
You know, are they a sponsor? I hope they're not a sponsor.
Not that I know of. And it's deadly. Makes your breath. According to my wife, she said that the last 3 days since I've been sick, she's taking this cold, she said, I've had the worst death breath.
Zinc breath.
And I have been gargling because my throat has been sore, so I've been gargling a lot. Gargling not only warm salt water, but then after that I would rinse out and use like soap.
Yeah.
And still I come down and I go, hi, honey. She goes, oh, my God. You know, that breath, and she's convinced that it's from those Coldies tablets.
I think the best thing you can do is just what your doctor said, the Tylenol. Instead of the water, you get yourself those big jugs of the orange juice. That's what you get. I swear to God, when I'm getting sick, that if I do that, if you catch it early enough, you can knock it out, and I think it knocks it out quicker than anything else. I believe in the old vitamin C. I really do.
Well, I think I'm already into it. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you my doctor experience today. That was I've never had that happen before, where you go in and the guy like gets pissed at me and says, you know what? You're not sick. You're wasting my time. Get out of here. I got 40 more people in my office.
Dr. Vinny Goomba.
There he is. Dr. Giggles. Oh, and one more thing about an upcoming note here on the show. As you know, Friday, damn it, we are busy this week. We got a lot of stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday's episode, we are having the hairy ass contest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as it stands right now, we have 28 men and four women.
Man, that's grossing me out to start with.
So for the remainder of today's show,
yes,
we will only be accepting calls for the hairy ass contest from women with hairy asses.
If you are a woman with a hairy ass and you've always... It makes me laugh to say it. If you've always thought about having something done about it, well, this is your golden opportunity.
If you've dreamed about having that hair lasered away with
right.
cosmetic surgery.
And having your bikini area done because the doctor said he would do that for you.
And he'd also do mustaches and beards and sideburns and everything.
Yeah, he'll take care of you.
Only girls could call today for this at 1-877-365-3636. I realize we're throwing a lot of stuff on you right now, but it's a jam-packed show.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a big show on Friday.
Absolutely jam-packed. Oh, and about the Redskins, of course, hail to the Redskins. They play in Tampa Bay this weekend. I was out at the park, as I mentioned today. All the boys are listening to the show and loving the show.
Great. What is, to get the mood, I had heard that the mood is kind of reserved because they're so excited, they're kind of trying to keep it low-key.
No, they were loose today.
They were loose and happy today.
They were goofy today.
Well, if it's already, technically, it's already been a very successful season.
And as a matter of fact, the guys I spoke to today who all mentioned stuff about the show were Brad Johnson.
Good.
Champ Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Raymer. Brad Badger.
Right.
And the tight end, Steven Alexander. All of those guys are getting into the show.
Excellent.
And,
you know, taking nothing
appreciated
away.
Appreciated the love we're throwing their way.
Taking nothing away from Gus Frerotte, who was a friend of the show when he was in town. But, man, didn't you feel the way I felt that when you looked at the eyes of Brad Johnson, and then you looked at the eyes of Gus, had that same kind of look.
Scared look.
That look that he used to have when he'd be in the Redskins uniform. Brad Johnson has that, man, I'm the sheriff taking care of business. I feel good with Brad Johnson. And, you know, even when they were losing this season, having Brad Johnson in there, it's a different feeling, and I just like it when he's interviewed. I like the guy in general. I just like everything about him. I really
do. He said something to me today. I'm going to have to go back through my notes with you. It was some kind of rhyme, something like, well, we're strutting. He's got that hick accent.
Yeah,
Florida State. But like,
right.
Well, we've been strutting all year long, and when you're strutting, you're... Well, I don't remember what he said. Something that rhymed with strutting.
Yeah.
When you strutting, you're not buttoning.
He's the gunslinger. I like that.
We're out there. We're just doing what we got to do to win the game.
When he threw down that guy for Detroit, that's what I like.
Robert Porche.
Yeah, that's when he knew he was a tough guy. We got a tough guy at QB.
And today, also on the show, here's another contest note. We have a brand new celebrity laugh.
Ooh. Ah, wonderful.
Yesterday we gave away $2,500 to a guy named Tim Ford from Virginia. He figured out the first secret celebrity laugh belonged to our friend Tony Perkins from Good Morning America. Here, for the first time ever, is the debut of secret celebrity laugh number 2. Who is this? Mm-hmm. Right, Rob. Want to hear that again?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
You think so? Write it down.
I know so.
Write it down.
That was easy.
You want to make a dreidel dollar bet?
I'll bet you $1 million. No.
Yeah, how about 10 dreidel dollars? Okay, Mike is writing down his answer now. That is how confident he is that he has.
And I'm stumped again.
No surprise there, Father.
All right, that was a quick one.
It is not. Not Christine Kerner, Mike.
Man, I was sure that I had it.
Absolutely,
I was totally sure that I had it.
Oh, please, hello, John and Mike. I really thought you had it.
I had no idea. Just like I always have no idea.
Oh, you son of a gun! I really thought you had it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I'm calling to tell you the secret to cold days is you got to take them before you're willing to admit that you're sick. If you wait until you already know that you're sick, it's way too late.
Right. Well, I don't like the way it makes my mouth feel when I take that.
Then you would be taking coldies all the time.
No. You know how you start to feel a little run down.
You take a vitamin every day?
I take a
big bowl of vitamins every day.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I take my multivitamin.
Like cereal, right?
Yeah, I take my multivitamin, then I take C, I take E, I take B.
Every day, like all year?
All the time.
Okay.
Constantly.
Now, listen, one more thing before I go.
What?
I know this is dangerous. Chitty, chitty, bang, ass. Did you get that already?
Oh, come on. I don't know what that guy was talking about. Oh, here's Mike, the CP comic. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Mike, the cerebral palsy comic. Hello. How are you? Welcome to the year 2000, Mike.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mike. And how is the year 2000 treating you?
Great. How about you guys?
Well, just great.
We're doing okay. Don's got
almost the flu.
I don't have the flu. The doctor said
the flu.
Doctor said I should not have been there today. He's pissed at me.
Hey, Don, am I just wondering when I can go out and run some teeth for you guys and bug some people?
He's got it. You know what he's looking for? Mike, the CP comic, is looking for a mission. He is looking for an assignment.
Mm-hmm. Mike, the first...
I'd rather not do it live. I'd rather just tape it somehow.
Okay.
So we could, like, not waste time.
I wish I would have thought of you. I would have sent you up to New York with Ron Spiewak for the Sopranos premiere this weekend.
That would have been great.
Yeah. But we're already setting Homo Joe. Mike, I am going to make a note. Next big job you get.
Okay, or if you just want me to go out tomorrow, let me know.
I think the job that you actually described for yourself, the job of going somewhere where there are going to be famous people and interviewing them and asking, you know, I think, Mike, you know already that you're going to ask the tough questions, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, that's your job. Hold on a second, Mike. I promise we will have a job for you. That's too bad. He would have been good interviewing Tony Soprano or Carm Soprano.
And I think disarming them with his condition by walking up to them, and then, I think that he'll not only be able to hold the celebrities, because I don't think any celebrity is going to walk away from Mike.
A guy with CP, no.
I don't think it's going to happen. And then maybe start out with the softball question, you know, how is it here in New York? And then, zingo, is it true?
Hello, Dave.
Yes.
Dave in Pennsylvania. Hello, sir.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Good. Long-time listener. I'm surprised Mike hasn't given you this suggestion already, being the true Irishman. The way to still influx all those wonderful fluids you need and avoid the no side effects of water is to drink a lot of beer and enjoy some of the side effects of that way.
Well, I didn't say beer, but what did I tell you when we were walking out of the studio last night?
Some kind of Irish whiskey,
Irish whiskey. I said, have a little Irish whiskey. When I was sick, I had just a little bit of Irish whiskey for medicinal reasons in the evening when we were on vacation. Contrary to popular belief, during the week when we're at work, I don't normally imbibe. But
all right.
But on my vacation, I found myself with
Katie, bar the door.
You know, having that little just a little touch of a cold. Mm-hmm. I had a little Irish whiskey at night, one or two glasses.
Big glasses?
No, they were little cocktail glasses.
Big 16-ounce glasses.
Tumblers. They were not tumblers. They were not. And I'll tell you, it's good for you. I think it's good just to get, makes you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But then you want to get a peaceful sleep, Mike. I got to have a peaceful sleep. Hello, Jason. You're the last caller here.
Hey, listen, I know what Brad Johnson said. And he said, if you're either limping or pimping.
Limping or pimping.
That was it. That's it.
I hate to, jump on you there, but...
No, that's all right. I couldn't remember exactly what he said.
Notes. I heard him on the, on another radio station.
Oh, I think he has said it to many members of the
media. I
heard
him say that on Channel 4.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said it to me today, too. I had not heard it until he said it to me today.
You're limping or pimping?
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure I understand it, frankly. No. I'll be real honest with you. Now hearing it, because I heard it on Channel 4.
Well, when he described it to me, he said, after a game. After a game, you're either limping or you're pimping because
strutting like a pimp.
Right, that you beat the crap out of somebody.
Ah, okay.
You're limping or you're pimping?
Pimping.
Hello, Mark.
Damn, Don, they stole my thunder. I'm out.
That was the guy that was going to have a limping. I still don't understand. You're either limping.
After a game.
Or you're looking for hookers?
No.
Is that what it is?
No.
Or you're selling like people in your stable?
You're pimping.
Think 1970s pimp with the big hat and the brightly colored suit and the way they would strut.
Yeah,
that you're strutting like a pimp if you're a winner and you're limping if you're a loser.
I don't buy it.
Okay.
I think it doesn't work for me. Pimping is pimping.
You're limping or you're pimping?
Pimping is...
Well, maybe Brad Johnson is saying that he has a bordello that he rents out porn. Maybe that is what the Redskins quarterback is telling us.
Now I'm buying it.
Okay. Imagine that. You go in to find a nice whore. Brad Johnson comes out wearing his football suit. Howdy. I'm Brad Johnson. I'm the proprietor of Limpin' and Pimpin'.
Yeah, since we won the game last week, I'm going to be pimping tonight.
Which one of these fine ladies would you like to spend the night with? Listen, there were the touch stars. I just heard them again at 1-877-365-3636. We will give caller 100 the first shot at winning, and I'll tell you right now what the jackpot's going to be this time for the first time in this contest,
mm-hmm.
$10,000. We're going to offer up 10
$8,000.
Haven't you learned your lesson?
For this guest in the secret celebrity lab, the first person to guess will shoot the wad and give you a chance to win $10,000 American.
Nationally known celebrity.
If you get it, you win 10 grand right now.
Wow.
Caller 100, phone number 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Old Bane, Dr. Smith, if you live in Wichita, Kansas, here's a time check for you. Exactly 3 o'clock, and you hear this show every day. And the whole show, Hot Talk, KFH, Wichita.
Personally responsible for all of CBS's success. Don and Mike.
That'll be the last time you hear that bumper.
Yep.
We have Dude coming on today, and I think we've we'll put our heads together. I think we have about, how many, Robbie? 43, 44? We got some pretty good ones today.
Excellent. I love it when he does that.
We got some bumpers really going to make you laugh today.
Good game.
Okay, before caller 100, or you know what? If I don't do caller 100 now, it'll be 10 minutes. Let's do caller 100.
Caller 100 gets the celebrity laugh.
For $10,000.
Oh, my God.
I got a couple of good things for you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Caller 100?
Yes, you are. What is your name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you calling us from?
Car phone on the Beltway.
Tom, you must be listening on good old WJFK, and we thank you. Tom, you have won the Sopranos prize pack.
Oh, cool.
That includes the shirt, the CD, all the Sopranos crap. Don't miss the long-awaited premiere of the Sopranos. Or as I've heard it referred to on HBO, Sopranos.
Sopranos?
I've heard them do promos.
Sopranos.
Where they say Sopranos. Even though when they refer to themselves on the show, they say, my name is Tony Soprano.
I'm wondering, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, classical music stations, if they would say, you know, that's the alto, that's the soprano. But I think it'd be even soprano when you are talking in musical terms on a snobby classical station.
You know, I'm still going to say soprano.
Soprano!
You won the Soprano Prize Pack. Watch the Sopranos Sunday night at 9, 8 Eastern, only on HBO. Now.
Totally cool.
Are you ready to go for 10,000 American dollars.
I am indeed.
We have the money. Yesterday we gave away $2,500.
Wow.
This is a brand new secret celebrity laugh. You're the first person to give it a try. You'll play for $10,000 if you can correctly identify who this celebrity is. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill.
God.
Until Mike sings like God.
Thank you.
And we wish you good speed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There is the new celebrity laugh. And I guarantee if you hit this one, our general manager will kill himself. Our brand new general manager will absolutely kill himself.
Oh, God.
Well, God has a sense of humor. I think we all know that.
I'm sorry. I tried to...
Yes! Yes, God! Yes!
Yes!
For $10,000... Who is that?
Telly Savalas.
Would you please repeat that?
Telly Savalas.
No.
No.
We're sorry.
No. No, not Telly Savalas. Thank you, though. That was a $10,000 guess. Remember, every guess
is a clue for you.
I'll give you this clue. I don't know if we mentioned this or not before. All of these celebrities laughing, they're all still alive.
Ah, very good. Okay.
That was a God thing.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please. We'll do it again.
Hey, baby.
Stay tuned for the toe-tapping touch tones. Okay, I promised you that we would reverse the order this time in the story about Buzz for today's Redskins air assault for the trip to Tampa Bay. Mike, I'll ask you, which spot would you like, 4, 5, or 6?
Six, please.
Okay, then I'll go first. Earth? Buzz.
Searching.
He screwed you, Mike.
Sorry.
Mike?
You know...
I'll let you go first next time.
I'm so screwed up on this now. All right. Searching, 4.
Okay.
So it's Earth, searching, 4.
What did I say? Redskins air attack? Redskins air assist? Assault?
Assault. It's air attack.
All right, BFD.
Air attack?
Redskins air attack. That's what, not air assault. Excuse me, Redskins air attack.
All right.
So your new words are Earth Searching 4. Keep track of all the words. When we're done with the story about young Buzz Burbank, you call in and you'll win the Redskins air assault
attack.
Sorry about that. The Redskins air attack.
Air attack.
And he just wrote it down for me, too.
They're there flying down on Air Coryell.
The air attack. Okay. Oh, I have a couple of faxes I want to share with you. First, a fax from, the general manager of our radio station in Portland, Oregon, the big Portland, KGUY.
Is that JJ?
JJ. JJ McKay. And she writes, she wants us to know that she's promoting the show in Portland, that she says right now I'm spending $10,000 a month in cool lit billboards promoting you guys in Portland.
Oh, send us a picture. I love to see those.
So I'd like to get a call from somebody in Portland telling us if these things are really up. Says they are giant billboards with Don and Mike and an alien, and also as devils with fire in the background.
Wow.
So who knows?
I'd like to see pictures of those.
Who knows what the hell she's doing. So if anybody listening to us lives in Portland, Oregon, and you've seen these billboards, please call and tell us.
Hey, she's doing something. That's all that matters.
And then she passes along a couple of notes about things that are happening in the market.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, hope you had a fabulous holiday. I am sorry that I missed your recent on-air critique of my liners. I do have more ideas, but first let me give you a couple of updates regarding your show and my station.
This is somebody really, JJ, who gets the joke. I mean, she's not fazed when we gave her a hard time about her liners. She comes right back. She really understands the show.
Mm-hmm. Number one, you guys should know that the lame-ass sports station in Portland is trying to be like you guys, Don and Mike.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The local hosts suck to begin with, and now they are trying to do the Don and Mike format with those garbage caller questions that get the phones ringing. I remember when you guys did a bit on the air recently about some idiot consultant who would provide these radio ticklers to their talents. I almost drove off the road when I heard this one local guy talking about Ken Griffey Jr. that asked callers to call in to respond to the question, what are the 25 things a woman wants from a man? I could not believe it. Of course, he said that the children had better get in the back of the car because this was going to be pretty edgy.
Oh, yeah.
This is probably the worst radio I have ever heard. But quite the compliment to you guys, Don and Mike.
Thank you, JJ.
Number two, a great story about selling your show. As I've mentioned before, when I sell your show, I just tell potential advertisers just to listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
However, that advice backfired a few weeks ago. The day before going into a small auto dealership on the outskirts of town, I emphatically told them to listen to Don and Mike. On my way to the sales call, listening to you guys, Don started to go off, wanting to eat Leah Remini's poop after her recent bout with diarrhea, saying that her poop probably had a cinnamon taste to it.
Oh, my God.
As I got to the dealership, I spoke a secret prayer that the radio was not working. But lo and behold, I walk into the dealership, the radio blaring, and Don still spouting off about lusting after Leah's bowel movements.
Oh, God.
The ladies in the office were white with shock.
Oh, no.
Then I had the pleasure of enduring a screaming general manager asking me how I could think that eating feces was good radio.
Oh, my God.
I was quiet for a moment and responded, Don was just having a Leah moment. I explained that Don and Mike lose all sanity regarding Leah Remini, and I was quite sure that there was no other poop that Don would want to eat.
Oh, that's not true, though.
Anyway, in the spirit of that moment, here are some more liners. And then, you know, she will not give up. She
wants us to do the liners.
She continues to write this crappy material.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna read. They're liners about Leah Remini's colon.
Mm-hmm.
And about...
She seems to be very obsessed with that segment.
And about picking Leah Remini's corn out of our teeth.
No, we're not doing that. No, please.
We are not doing that.
As I, you know, and she should understand more than most, it was a moment. It was one of those moments, you know, in the heat of a Leah discussion.
Right. Oh, here's a guy calling us from Portland now. Greg.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, those electronic billboards that you were talking about in Portland, they've actually created quite a stir with some communities because they are so bright.
Oh, are they really? What are they, like neon or something?
It's an electronic billboard. They are lit up.
Do they move? I mean, is there movement?
There are constant messages coming around the clock, and it's that's why I actually got turned on to you guys.
You know, in that case, I wouldn't mind somebody sending us a videotape of them.
Can you tell us what they look like?
They're a standard-looking billboard, except that it's electronic lit up. It's electronic messages.
Wonderful description.
Okay, I have no idea.
Thanks so much for painting that picture for
us. It's like listening to Dennis Murphy paint a picture.
If you're at the movie theater, it's an actual screen. It's a flashing
Okay,
billboard.
Let me try to crystallize it for you.
This guy's not doing a good job explaining.
But what is on the billboard?
It's a message. The radio insignia 1010 K guy.
Now we see. Now we're into an area that's difficult.
It had a picture of Don and Mike, and it said, and that's how I turned on the station, and I started listening to you guys.
Excellent.
And
well, listen.
That was about a month ago.
Someone, I'm sure, will send us a picture so we can understand, I guess.
Right.
The message was received, though, is if this guy saw the billboard, turn the station on, and digs the show now.
And they're in good spots? The billboards are in good, well-traveled locations?
High traffic areas, stoplights, and it's actually caused a lot of controversy because they are so bright, and the neighborhoods, it's pissing off the people that live there.
Oh,
I know one billboard has been shot out.
Mm. Really? Oh, perhaps someone doesn't care for the show.
Oh, that's nasty.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why are you hanging me?
All right, well, there's some instant feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else from the fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm not going to give out the name.
Okay.
I want to tell you what this letter says. Dear Don and Mike, this happened yesterday at work. My husband works in an office. Okay, let me... It'd be easier just to explain it than you to read this long, rambling letter.
Okay.
Apparently... There's an office in the Northern Virginia area, a communications office. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but it's a famous communications office. It's not like the FCC. It's a communications business. And apparently, there's a marriage inside the building that has gone sour.
Okay.
Someone's marriage has fallen apart.
Uh-huh.
And the husband...
And they both work in the building?
I don't know if they both... The husband works in the building, at least.
Okay.
The husband had little flyers printed with his wife's name on the top and pictures of them together. As you can see, here's their picture, the wedding picture, and a picture of them, like, on the beach.
Okay.
And here's what this guy wrote. It has the woman's name. I'm not going to say her name. For the purposes of this show, it will be Jane Doe. But it says very big on the top of this page, Jane Doe is extremely pleasant and has a beautiful smile. She was married on June 13th, 1998. And then it has the wedding picture and a picture on vacation. Then below it, it says, since that day, she has been dishonest and unfaithful. And then it has a bunch of bullet points. For instance, having an affair with men outside of marriage. Adultery. Verdict? Guilty.
God.
Numerous counts.
Wow. Man.
Having an abortion after becoming pregnant by another man. Verdict? Guilty.
One count. Got some issues here.
Wow. Passing on a sexually transmitted disease to her husband. Verdict? Guilty?
Oh,
one count. Do you know what kind of person you are working with? Looks can be deceiving.
So this is obviously the woman who's working in this office, and the husband just brought these flyers into the into the office.
Right. And apparently, not only distributed them through the office, but also put them on everybody's windshield in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. That's an angry man.
Do you believe that?
That is an angry, angry man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That is truly, you know, I don't know if that's the best move on the guy's part. You know, if he's looking to get this thing settled.
That'll bite him. Hold on. Hey, Brian?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Or as it says on my screen, brain.
Well, I've been called worse, I guess.
Are you looking?
I'm staring at the flyer right now. I'm working that office.
All right, now hold on, Brian.
Don't say the woman's name or the office.
Yeah, don't mention where you are.
I won't say it.
Okay, good.
But
hold on, let me make sure you're
working my office.
Hold on, Brian. Let me verify. Describe the two pictures to me, please.
One of them's got a guy and this girl, I guess, leaning over his back on a chair. And another one looks like the guy and the girl getting into a limousine at a wedding.
This is absolutely good. On the level.
And keep it generic, please, okay?
Absolutely. She doesn't work in my... There's many offices in this building. But I was absolutely floored. I was thinking to myself, "Damn, that's cold."
That is super cold.
I couldn't imagine it. But
so when you came out of your office, was this on your windshield or was this actually?
It was underneath the wipers on everybody's car in the parking lot.
Mm. Oh boy! So that is her husband, I guess. Who came? And you say you don't know this woman?
No, she probably worked in one of the other offices in the building. I've never actually seen her before.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It's a pretty big building.
Is that the wildest thing you've ever heard of?
Oh, my God.
That's an angry breakup right there.
It sounds like one of those things that you hear about on like an urban legend or something.
I'll tell you right now, the parting is not going to be amicable, that's for sure.
No.
Jesus Christ, that's
truly
amazing.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, my friend. That's why, you know, I had wondered if that was a goof or not, but that guy described both of the pictures in this flyer perfectly.
Who sent you the fax? Is it a guy that sent you the fax?
Don and Mike, this happened yesterday at work. Her husband handed and put these on every car.
Okay, so it's a neutral party.
I thought it was something you would get a kick out of, as I did. Love your show. The company is, and then they leave some details, and then I'm not going to pass along.
You know, it's funny because my mind wanders like that. You know, when you think her husband, and then maybe it's the husband sending us the facts as well. You know, if it wasn't good enough to get that kind of exposure,
trying to get it on the radio.
That's some pretty nasty stuff. Well, I don't know how that. You know, how is that going to hold up? Like when they go to divorce court. I mean, is that going to be something?
Well,
where,
if she, you know,
if all the things are true,
if she gave him. Like the VD or something, I guess. Well, how do you prove who you got VD from?
Yeah, and also, you know, it's not like this is a public figure that we're talking about here.
And if she had an affair with a man outside of marriage, and he writes here, guilty numerous counts, he would have had to hire an investigator to have some proof about that, right? I mean,
yeah,
or hold up in court.
Or it was just his theory, and he will have to hire an investigator.
Or what about the having an abortion after becoming pregnant by another man?
You know, I'll tell you right now that no matter how you slice it, that what he did, I hope he got a tremendous amount of satisfaction out of it, because I believe it's going to cost him a rather significant amount of money.
That's pretty vindictive, man.
That's pretty nasty.
I mean, I was involved. My first marriage did not end peacefully, and I know that yours didn't either, but for goodness sakes, can you imagine that? I know lots of people have had serious marriage problems, but never anything like this.
Best thing to do, and I think you speak from experience too, right? I mean, you kind of just deal with the failure and move on.
Right.
That's really, I mean, I that would be my advice for anybody in that situation.
I still draw great pleasure out of knowing the fact that my wife, Dawn, my first wife, who I was married to for 6 months, is working in a sewage treatment plant.
That's right.
I get a great amount of joy virtually every time I think about it.
And I will tell you that I am always insanely jealous that you have the liberty to say that about your ex-wife. A liberty that I do not to this day, that I am not able to share the statute of limitations with that. I can't talk about my
How long does that run for?
That's part of the deal.
Oh, forever?
Yeah,
forever.
Just,
oh, right, because when you were married to her, we had this radio show, so she knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She knew that there was the potential.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a very good lawyer.
Yeah.
A very good lawyer.
No such deal with Dawn.
Yeah.
Happy crap. Happy sewage treatment plant. That's what I think. Hello, here's Ken in Richmond, Virginia. Ken.
Hey, yeah, this guy I work with, he had his flyers all passed out. They passed them out in all the parking lots of all the theaters that we work at. And his picture on the top, and it said, beware, please post in all break rooms. Be careful for your daughters. Be careful for your wives. Be careful for this. Put his home phone number, his email phone number, his pager number, his cell phone number, his home address, everything on it, and the description of the car he drove, and everything. And
said, for who? Who did he put this information out on?
Some girl who got pissed off because he went out with some other girl.
If you could calm down and maybe, like, say he or she. I have no idea what you're talking about. I really don't.
He got all this information about himself passed out by this girl who he burnt and did something wrong.
Oh, a girl that he broke up with, so what she did is, she put his phone number in his email and all that stuff?
Everything.
I see where I was confused where you said he got all this information passed out about himself.
Well, no, they took all his information.
No, she passed information about him. Okay, gotcha.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank
you. You know, do you get the impression that that maybe the little warning signs of these things happen? I never used to hear about this kind of stuff.
I've never heard of this.
This is society.
And frankly, I want to tell you something about this flyer here, about this woman. This is professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not looking at some guy who's got, a program on his home computer.
Right.
We're looking at the guy who actually, like, went to an art agency, and had these beautifully printed up. I mean, look at that. Look at that quality work,
Mike. I didn't see the whole thing. I didn't see it.
Take a look at it. That's very professionally done. I mean, look at the different fonts.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's a guy who really put a lot of time into that.
Numerous counts.
That's not like some guy who's just written down stuff on a piece of paper and run it through a Xerox machine.
Oh, man.
That word gave him great satisfaction, I'm sure.
I wonder if those are color photos.
This is pretty amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Dan.
Yeah, I was at a wedding once, and when everyone got into the parking lot after the wedding, they were greeted by an ex-boyfriend's... They had put flyers of saying that the bride had an abortion, and they had pictures of fetuses on the flyer.
Jesus.
I didn't know that apparently this has been going on.
Yeah, people are pretty vindictive out
there. I guess all you hear about on the news is when some guy, caps his boss or something like
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ. My God.
Put pictures of fetuses on the car.
Oh, my boy. Thank you.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Buzz, K-Pasta.
Hey.
You know, you're talking about revenge seekers. It was Fast Times at Ridgemont High where it all started, when Jennifer Jason Leigh tried to get her, that guy, to
pay
the abortion.
She put Little Dick on the side of his car.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it started actually before then, so you're giving that movie a little too much credit.
Yeah,
you can't give that movie too much credit.
It was a heck of a move, though, on her part. I remember that.
That was
Damone that she did that to.
Damone.
Right. He had to put, like, a piece of cardboard, tape it to the side of his car when he drove to school, and then he got to his locker there. It was on his locker, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, do those flyers say Mrs. Charlize Dossel on them?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, that is not the woman in question.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell you about those billboards out in Portland.
Yeah.
They're like the big billboards like at Fenway Park where they switch and they have like 8 or 10 different messages on them.
Okay, I understand what you're talking about.
So it's not like it's just one constant billboard that has 20 different Don and Mike stuff.
So she bought space on one of those moving billboards.
Oh, I got you.
Right,
they
want
to go like that.
Right, they're like blinds, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. All right, thank you, sir.
Sure, no problem.
Like, all right,
that's amazing how simple it is to explain something.
Yes. Somebody crystallized it for us.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I got a revenge story Don and Mike would love.
Well, you're talking to us now.
Oh, you're on there now?
No.
When I was in the military.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. I'm
glad to be done. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I have a great revenge story. It was in the city paper. There was a guy, he was getting married to this girl, and he had a feeling that she was cheating on him, so he had a private investigator follow her around. And what happened was they went through the whole thing, went through the ceremony, they're sitting at the reception, and the groom gets up, and he says, you know, I just want to thank the parents, everybody's parents involved, thank everybody.
Would have been qualified because he's
one of the few people who would survive. Sure.
He's a woodsman.
Right. How much deer meat do you have right now in your freezer, out by your garage?
About a full deer.
About a full deer. And how often do you eat that deer meat?
Probably 3 nights a week.
And what's your favorite method of eating deer meat? How do you like it the best?
Oh, man, we cook it a lot of different ways. I don't really have a favorite.
Well, what's the last way you cooked your deer meat?
Slow cooked it in a pan with gravy.
With gravy?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of gravy? Not deer gravy.
Deer gravy.
Not deer gravy.
And Jamie made some homemade gravy, like out of some... we smoked a pork roast out on the smoker, and she saved the drippings from that and made a gravy out of that.
Mm. You ever thought about making... the drippings. You ever thought about making some deer chili?
Yeah, we've made deer chili.
Have you really?
I've had deer chili.
I'm not making a joke.
I have had venison in chili. It's terrific.
I am making a joke for goodness sake.
You can put anything in chili.
Yeah, right.
You really can.
Right.
You know, just ask Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, really? Great chili.
This is good. I can't even taste the meat.
Come on in.
Someone's at my back door.
Oh, you were just hearing my brother's sophisticated intercom service at his house. And who is it knocking on the back door?
I have no idea. Probably the law.
He was just speaking to the closed circuit camera to the officers out on the front stoop.
You want a side bet? It's the repo man?
Yeah, I don't have nothing to repo.
Who is it? Who did you just help?
I don't know. I dropped my jacket off. I ripped my jacket today at work and dropped it off at the neighbors to fix it, but...
Well, you know, if it was the law, Jimmy, they wouldn't be knocking. You know, it would just be, they'd be there already.
If this door's a knocking,
yeah,
don't you be knocking. Oh, he's got to see who it is. If this house is rocking,
don't bother knocking.
Don't you bother knocking. If this log cabin is rocking.
It was somebody for Rachel.
Oh, somebody for your daughter.
Yeah.
I got the cutest picture of my brother's daughter over the holidays. She plays in the YWCA Girls Football League.
Right.
It was a boy. She was the only girl on the team.
How old is she now, Jimmy?
7.
Wow. I didn't know that. And she's the quarterback?
Yep.
Is she really talented?
Not really.
Come on. She comes from our genes. I mean, unlike our mom and dad, and we're adopted, we didn't really get anything from them gene-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no doubt that Bart got his lack of athletic ability from me,
right,
and I'm sure that Rachel gets her lack of athletic ability from my brother.
Great to see.
She wasn't bad, but you know, she got the typical girl throw.
Well, she's a QB though. That's true.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jimmy, I want you to give everybody the update on Sam and Fran because it is a wacky, wacky continuance of a wacky story.
Growing more hair?
Yeah, I'll just bring you up to date. The last time we spoke to my brother, he had gone to court to get the court order saying that my mom and dad could not be within 100 yards of him.
Right. And that went smoothly, right? You got the court order, everything went well.
And you remember that my mom wrote that nutty letter to the judge, and that the judge almost threw out my brother's action, but then the judge said,
if they didn't show, he says, well, I guess I have to okay this.
So then my brother had, it's not a warrant that was sworn out for mom and dad, right?
A restraining order.
A restraining order.
To stay away from me and my daughter.
So he sent her.
And my work.
Sent my mother and my father the restraining order in certified mail. They would not accept it. Meaning that every time he went to the post office and said, have they signed for it?
They never did.
Post office, and they never returned it. So that brings us up to the new part of the story. And what happened after they refused to take the registered letter?
I called the Sarasota sheriff down there. And they said, yeah, we'll serve it to her. So I sent it down there with the check and all that. And they tried serving her. But from what the officer wrote on the paper, she wouldn't answer the door, and the cop seen her inside. And so I guess the cop waited down the road, and all of a sudden Fran got in the car and took off and tried to pull her over, and she refused to stop and hold it.
Oh, my God.
refused to give her. She said it was her car, and it came back to Sam, and refused to give her a driver's license and the whole nine yards. So the cop wrote on there that he had to explain the penalties for obstruction and fleeing to evade.
My God! All because they had the heads up that you were going to give them a restraining order.
Yeah, just because she didn't want to have the restraining order served on her.
And keep in mind that all of
temporary
this,
one served.
All of this goes back to the fact that my mom slapped my brother's girlfriend.
Right.
How long ago was that? 8 months ago? Is that what started this whole thing?
About 6 months ago.
Jeez. So did the cop ever successfully serve
that? That wasn't the whole start of it. She still wants to try and run my life. And like I said before, she hired a, she said that she hired a private
detective. All right, she hired the private detective to follow my brother around to find out where he's going.
To follow Jamie.
The girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
came past my house all the time, every night at 9 o'clock. And she used to call me up, ranting and raving, what is this girl doing at your house when you're not there during the week and all that? And it's none of your business, you know?
Man, and were the cops able to successfully serve the restraining order?
Yeah, he served her on the side of the road.
Wow.
So I guess the penalty down there might be pretty tough for, trying to flee and evade and obstruction and all that.
Unbelievable.
So that is the latest chapter.
I can see that old fart doing that, too.
Oh, you mean mom?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see her, and I can see her ranting and raving through the window.
Well, that is the latest.
My goodness.
Can you imagine a son would do this to his own mother? I can hear her right now.
Oh, wow.
It rings in my ear.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. Well, hopefully that will be the last chapter.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
maybe
no,
you'll be able to put it here. What?
Till the year 2001, and I go back and get it put on her again.
Yeah, well, hopefully this, maybe they'll finally get the idea. And maybe they'll just lay off now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, because as you've told your brother, the best way to handle all this is to do what he's doing and just keep the distance. And
just cut them off, man, because I swear to God, they're nuts. And all they want to do is run your life, and all they want to do is make things miserable for you, man.
Well, I went into the bank to cash a check, and Levita gave me the cold shoulder, too.
Oh, now, Jimmy, how many times have we discussed this, that you should take your money out? Levita is my mom's sister.
Yeah.
Aunt Levita.
Levita.
See, I did. I took
Levita's
my money out, but Rachel still has her little account there.
All right, well, just do it in the drive-thru, then. You shouldn't have to see Aunt Levita.
Well, they
is
told me
is it true that
cash
Levita
my check on my daughter's account, and they said that I'd have to go into the bank.
Is it true that Levita lives in the apartment complex called Levita Loca?
I live in Levita Loca. Aunt Levita. And to get all of the stories correct so you know who we're talking about, Levita is the mother of Cousin Al and my cousin Ronnie. You know, Cousin
Ronnie's
Ronnie.
The guy with the oil.
Right, the guy.
Okay.
Right, you're absolutely right. And the guy who knew the guy who was the coach of the Denver Nuggets. That's
fired. Remember when Ron spray painted his car with cans of spray paint?
Yeah, my cousin Ronnie was quite the idiot.
That's a good way to get a new paint job, new shiny new paint job on your car.
Here is a trivia question for you. How many times was Aunt Levita married? I'm going to guess six.
No, you're wrong.
How many times?
Seven.
Seven times. Wow, Elizabeth Taylor territory.
Was it that one guy, John, though? Wasn't he twice and maybe three times?
No, I think John was once. She had a couple of them die, and she divorced a few of them.
There was one dude that she married twice, though, right? Didn't she divorce him and marry him again?
I don't know.
That's a long life. A couple of them die. Wow, that's some bad luck in there, too, I guess. Man.
Well, yeah.
But, listen, I told my brother, I mean, the whole thing with my parents is that the whole family is nutty. So I don't know why you go into the bank where you know mom's sister works. It's like asking to perpetuate the cycle. Why don't you just take Rachel's savings account out of that bank and put it in another bank where Aunt Levita doesn't work?
Well, I'm going to do that. I took my money out of there, but I didn't take hers.
All right, dude. Don't try to run his life, Don. He might put a restraining order.
All right, I'm not. Well, I mean, you know, he was very happy when I spoke to him on Monday night.
Sure.
He was as happy as I've heard him recently when he told me the story about...
Well, I would be, too.
About our mom running from the cops.
Sure. All the stuff she's done, I'm just glad that the thing finally got served and that, you know, she's got that. And you know, do you think that she's got the... You know, what worries me, though, is if somebody's running for the cops because they don't want to be served with a restraining order, will they honor the restraining order? What do you think? Do you think she'll honor it?
Oh, I think she will. Until they're supposed to come back up here in May, we'll find out then.
All right, the soap opera will continue.
Yeah.
Well, and how is your new job going? My brother is no longer a long-distance trucker. He is now driving locally.
Well, I just called the guy today about going back on the road.
Oh, you mean you want to go back to the long haul?
Well, this guy's got a 2000 Peterbilt.
Ooh.
And
you've always been a sucker for the new trucks.
It's carrying heavy equipment. He says I'll only be out three nights out of the week, so
that's not a bad gig.
I'm not making enough money at local work.
All right, dude. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
And would there be a parting word of wisdom? You always like leaving our audience with something from the heartland.
Words to live by from the great state of Wisconsin.
Well, what's your parting shot today, Jimmy?
Eat that venison.
Eat that medicine. There you go. Words to live by.
Yeah. All right, dude. I will talk to you.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Man, that is quite a saga, and it's always something new. It's always something interesting.
I told you.
Running from a cop.
You told me Monday night that you're not going to believe what Mom did now.
Wow.
Hopefully, that will be the final chapter in the saga of my mom and dad. I mean, they put the two of us, he and I, through just about everything that you can put your kids through, and I hope that now it's, you know, absolutely over with.
Yeah, he got it, you know, after they were done with you, they moved on to him, and I do hope for his sake that, you know, he's able to put that to rest.
But he should really stop going to that bank with Aunt Levita.
Damn.
Ask him for trouble.
He's, you know, the difference between, of course, you and your brother is, you know, he's in still close to ground zero up there, you know.
I keep telling him to move out of there, but every time I tell him to move out of Wisconsin, he says, are there job opportunities in Washington?
Oh, my God.
And that's what I always say. No, you know what? Stay.
Yeah.
You know what? You're probably better off just staying in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Yeah, lots of other states, too.
Well, these are the only two places he wants to live, either there or here.
Put him up for a while he's looking for work.
You know that a while will turn into a forever. No, absolutely not.
Well, I guess that would be probably four nights of the week that he'd be staying with his new schedule, you know. Being on the road three nights a week, he'd be living in your house.
You'd have a 2,000 Peterbilt out in front of your house.
That ain't happening. Do you remember one time when he actually came through the area when he was driving his truck? He actually tried to park an 18-wheeler in front of my house.
Same time that he brought the truck by the studio and we got playing his truck, and I drove his truck around the block.
I had a plan. Well, maybe he can stay at your house, Mike.
I sure hope that he, you know, at my house he could stay.
I am.
Absolutely. Probably wouldn't get a second look.
Toad's happening to Touchstones right there. And there they are again. Let's give someone a chance to win up to $10,000. You know, last hour we did offer up the $10,000 prize.
Mm-hmm.
Just might do it again.
Yeah, that's right.
If you know the secret celebrity laugh, number two.
You know, out where I live, if he parks his Peterbilt in my driveway, my neighbors will come by and say, hey, who won the lottery?
If you think you know who the celebrity is, call the Rockhead right now at 1-877-365-3636, and you'll get a shot at winning up to $10,000.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen the administration.
Executive directors of the group home, Don and Mike.
That's us, and here are
charge. No tapping touch tone. Caller 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, am I the 100th caller?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
What? What be thy name?
Donna.
Donna.
Yes.
God damn it, you sound hot.
Oh.
Man, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Maybe a mature Meg Ryan.
Mature Meg Ryan.
Mature.
Like Meg Ryan. Let me see if we've rated Meg Ryan or not on our list of
celebrities. Sure, yeah. I think she's on there.
You know in that awful movie with Tom Hanks?
You've got mail.
Yeah.
She is so hot in that movie, though. She really is. And she's not even trying to be hot in that movie.
Dennis Quaid's lady.
She's trying to be frumpy and everything. Let me see.
Oh, I can look frumpy when I try.
Meg Ryan. You know what? I don't see her on the list.
It's a shame.
I do not see... Oh, hold on. Yes, I do.
There she is.
She's a 3.3.
We gave her a combined 3.3?
Yep. I gave her a 3.1. You gave her a 3.5.
Wow.
I don't know what kind of bad food we were having the day we rated Meg Ryan.
Man, we were both down on her.
But she does have the bags under her eyes.
Yeah, she's got little teeth, too.
Yeah, little chiclet teeth.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, no. That's the correct rating.
Yeah, okay.
Because as I recall, the cutoff point was they're still doable at 2.5 or over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Meg Ryan, number 64 on our 100 hottest women
surprise
list.
Surprise to me, though. I mean, you know, it's amazing. I think we were in a bit of a mood that day.
No, I think that's an accurate rating now that I think
65?
About it.
65? 64.
I'll tell you who's around her. Meg Ryan was just ahead of... Kristen Johnson, that Amazon from Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay, I'm rethinking my Meg Ryan.
And just behind Isabella Rossellini.
Okay, no, well, no, that's normal, I think.
And here's some more girls in her range. Melanie Griffith.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox.
Uh-huh.
Lana White.
Well, that's good company.
It's good company
to be in.
Kim Cattrall.
Mm-hmm, from the Sex and the City.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so listen, Donna.
Yes.
Donna, you have won the Sopranos prize pack that includes the shirt and the CD and the poster. Don't miss the long-awaited premiere of The Sopranos, Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO.
Thank you.
All right, now, have you heard the new Secret Celebrity Laugh?
I think I have. I'm at work, and I can't listen to the radio at work.
Well, who knows? Maybe you're just goofing me, and you really know more than you appear to. But because I'm going to go on your honesty here, and I believe that you probably haven't heard it really clearly, you'll be playing for $10,000.
Oh, my God. You are putting another one in the chamber today.
I'm serious.
Oh,
$10,000. You know, we gave away $2,500 yesterday.
Okay.
Mike, we have a new general manager. We have a new budget. It is the year 2000.
Yeah, I'm aware of that budget.
This is the number one rated radio program in all of Washington, D.C. with an 8.1 share.
Good luck to you, but if you win, we're going to be washing dishes.
If we can't give away $10,000, well, then CBS can kiss my ass.
There you go. Well, with that said, why the hell not?
Are you ready?
Yes.
For $10,000. Please identify this celebrity laugh and do not answer until Mike sings like...
God.
Like God. Good luck, and we wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There. It's the secret celebrity laugh. And what the hell? We're shooting the wad. We're rolling the dice. You're playing for $10,000. Like Robert Goulet than God.
Thank you.
Robert Goulet is God.
Yes.
For $10,000, who is that?
Well, Mike, it actually sounds like you.
Is that your final answer?
That's my only answer.
Can we have a full name, please?
Oh, my God. I don't know your real name.
No, Mike's last name.
Oh, God.
Don't you ever hear our jingle?
Yes. Oh, I know it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
No. It's not Mike.
Oh, well, thank you.
We're sorry.
Yeah, but thanks for remembering his name. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, please. And Mike, just held up the card. Mike, that is 100% incorrect.
Okay.
It is not Will Wheaton.
Okay.
Wesley Crusher from Star Trek. Buzz, do you have a guess?
I don't. I'm still listening to this one.
Not even a guess.
The
all
top
right.
One.
All right. We will do it again shortly.
Let me try that way to get a loop now, please.
Yeah. Let me try this field goal kicker for the Redskins again.
Okay. Brett Conway, Tim's son.
For a guy,
who every time I see him at Redskins Park says to me, boy, I really want to come and be on your show. I really want to be involved. We finally have something for him, and now we can't get a hold of him.
Man, what's he got to do this week?
We want him to come down tomorrow and be a human goalpost while semi-nude girls kick field goals.
Not a bad job.
To try to win a trip to the Redskins playoff game. It's perfect. He can come down, wear his football clothes.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Or wear his jersey.
Wear his jersey.
Football pants.
Wear his uniform.
Hey, this is Brett. I can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Brett Conway, Don and Mike show calling again.
Hi, we really need you for this little game we want
to
do.
Again, you know, we're thinking of you to be the human goalpost tomorrow while semi-nude and nude girls attempt to kick Nerf footballs through your outstretched arms to win a trip to Tampa to watch the Redskins in the playoffs. But it doesn't make sense if you're not the human goalpost.
We think that if you participate in this game, the act of participating prior to your big game will relax and center you.
So, Brett, please call us.
Yes, we do. We're waiting to hear from you.
One of my retarded representatives will pick up the phone now to give you the hotline.
And listen carefully, because their diction is a little sloppy.
Rockhead, pick up line 7.
Mm-hmm.
Can I hear you? Rockhead?
Rockhead.
Pick it up.
Rockhead.
Just pick up the phone, please.
Rockhead.
Right now, while we're on the line.
Rockhead.
Rockhead, please.
Yes, I was pulling an air check.
Thank you.
Thank you, of course. Always something with that.
Pulling an air check or pulling his pud? Whatever he's been doing, he's pulling something. Hey, so he's so incredibly busy, Mike Rockhead.
That's right. I was pulling an air check.
Pull air check. Me handsome. Yankees! You ugly. Me handsome. Pulling air check.
This is good. I think I'll wear another sweater with a t-shirt that's just long enough so it's longer than the sweater. That's a look that really says success.
Have we tried Kevin James on today's show? No, we have not.
Nope. We were going to call him yesterday, and he was in a casting session, which we realized immediately if it was true. What a great gig, man. Not only are you a star of a major sitcom on CBS, but you also get to pick the people.
Well, we're trying the number of the set of King of Queens. And while yesterday when we called that number, we got like an operator who said Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
Today the number's busy.
Yeah, so there's somebody. But the second time we got through, it was set. Isn't that what they say? Set.
Yeah, I have the set number. I have the writer's room number.
That's the set number. I'm sorry, the writer's room. Writer's room. Casting couch. Candygram. Land shark.
We're calling on the advice of Leah Remini.
Right.
Who, incidentally, as we mentioned earlier when talking about Portland, whose poop I would eat.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Productions?
Yes, Kevin James, please.
just a moment. They're doing a network run-through on stage. I'll transfer you down there.
Oh, they're doing a run-through on stage right now?
That's okay. Thank you. You're on the air.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No.
She knows us. I think she is. She wouldn't have chuckled like that if she didn't know who we were.
Anyway, when we were talking to Leah, whose poop I would eat, she mentioned that we should call Kevin, the star of King of Queens.
I just hope this show's not turned up in any Portland car dealerships right now.
She hung up on us. The lady hung up on us.
Well, eating poop is...
I didn't think she did it to be rude. I think she thought she was through. I thought she said she was going to connect us to the set.
Network run through.
Oh. Well, now we're calling the set. So we'll find out. And we're certainly calling earlier than we did yesterday.
And a network run through, does that mean they're running the show in front of the suit?
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi. Are either Kevin or Leah there?
They're actually in the middle of practice.
Middle of practice. So I like when you call it practice.
Is this a network run through they're doing right now?
That's exactly it, actually.
Yeah. Are you walking right now as you're talking?
I'm walking.
So are you cordless? Are you cordless right now?
I'm cordless right now.
Interesting.
What are they doing? Can you pull them away? Or are they really in the middle of something?
The network people are there.
Is Les Moonves around?
No, he's actually not here.
Oh. Is Mel Karmazin there?
Mel Karmazin is not here, either, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other junior executives from the network?
They are watching this show being rehearsed. So I guess you would say you guys recall from being on it.
Yes, another.
You know, that would really suck, having to do a rehearsal and having the people from the network come in and watch you while you're rehearsing.
We could not do that. We could not survive that.
A little pressure, I'm sure, for that.
How about that dude Spence? His name is Patton. Is Patton there?
No, Patton's not on the show this week.
He's not on the show this week. So when they do this, is this every week that they have to, like, run it by the network suits?
Every week.
Now that's one. You know, we thought when we were out there that it was such a wonderful gig, but that's one aspect of it.
A bunch of crap.
Oh, that'd be tough.
How long do they have to do this dog and pony show?
About an hour.
An hour?
Oh, boy.
All right, well, can you please just tell Kevin, that we called because Leah said to call.
Yeah.
I will.
But if you could also please pass along that we were calling about our next episode.
Yeah.
By your next episode.
We've got a fantastic idea.
Let me run this by you.
All right, go.
Jerry calls our radio show.
Right. And wins a contest.
Then we leave the funny stuff up from that point to Kevin and the writers, but as it turns out, either Jerry has to come down to the station to pick up the prize, or we have to come to Kevin and Leah's house to give Jerry the prize.
Yeah.
And we play ourselves.
And just imagine the comic possibilities with writing that wonderful snappy dialogue for Jerry. You know, the comic foil of King of Queens.
Right. You know, because he could say, I'm on the morning zoo.
Yeah. It'd be wonderful.
I just want a sailboat. Douglas.
Be terrific.
That could be. I'd say work on it.
Okay.
We have.
Yeah, that's it for us.
That's it.
We're not professionals. It's kind of like created by. We just wanted to throw out the idea and let the writers, go to town.
That's it. That's the lump of clay. Turn it into a masterpiece.
I will pass it down along the line.
Hey, God bless you. What's your name? You're a good guy. We met you before when we were out there. Did we?
I saw you guys running around. I helped you guys get rooms and someone. Dave is my name.
Dave.
You're a very nice guy, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, bye-bye. That's Dave with the cordless phone running around there. That would be the toughest part of the job, I think, having to run through.
I hate that.
In front of the network guys. And do you think they add their 2 cents?
They got to be sitting there going, I really didn't think that was particularly funny. Will you have them take that again?
Bathroom humor? I don't.
Could you imagine if you and I had the before every show, if we had to sit down with Ken and Mel and Alan and run the show by them every day?
It might not be as bad as you think, because look what they let air on Ladies' Man every week.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it might not be content related.
But it's still doing it before you do it in front of a live audience.
Sucks, man.
Yeah. It's that level of control that they have in the land of TV.
It absolutely sucks.
Let me try Redskins Park again. And I think Sharon Lawrence, is that the one that's on that show?
Yes.
I think she that show sucks, but I think she's looking better. She's looking much better.
She sure can.
She used to be on NYPD Blue, right?
And I didn't know until watching last night. I guess they killed her off on NYPD
Blue. Yes, they did, sadly.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, BJ?
Yes?
Hey, it's Don and Mike again. We are on the air. Hi there. You know, BJ is the nicest person at Redskins Park. Oh, I really mean that.
What
I really
lady.
Mean that. She's really so sweet. Is Brett Conway there still?
Oh, no, sir. He left.
Oh, he left.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, BJ. Bye.
So do you think that maybe when he was talking to you and talking about how he loved the show, do you think that maybe he was just, giving you lip service?
He mentioned it to me more than...
I know he loves the show, but as far as the best, hey, I want to participate.
He mentioned it more than one time.
Right.
And he came all the way back upstairs 2 weeks ago to give us his home telephone number.
Because I remember when you when he did that, when he was going through a little rough spell, the heat was on him a little bit.
Well, he was missing some field goals.
Which is really all
missing
he has to do.
Missing some clutch field goals. Kind of down on his luck.
That is a tough gig. I don't care. You can say that.
Hello?
Real play. Hello?
Brett.
Hello?
Brett.
Hey.
It's Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man, we're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'm actually on the other line.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Conway from the Washington Redskins. Right here. Right here.
Thank you.
Right here. You know, we've been trying to get a hold of you all day, man.
Well, I got a message earlier from you guys.
Okay. Listen. Got a spot for you tomorrow. If you're available. Listen, here's the deal. We're giving away trips every day for people to go see the Redskins in Tampa Bay this weekend.
Right.
Tomorrow's the biggest trip, the one that's the whole weekend with the hotel and the airfare and everything.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, you can come down anytime in your schedule. All we need you to do is be a human goalpost.
Just hold your hands up in the air like the goalpost.
Stand out in our lobby area. Uh-huh. No one will be able to see. And we'll have girls trying to kick footballs through your arms. For every field goal a girl makes,
She has to take off her clothes. Meaning that if a girl gets with a little Nerf football, if she gets like 20 yards away, very good chance she'd be absolutely naked if we start the girls off with five pieces of clothing like with strip trivia.
And the first girl to get to that level where she takes all her clothes off is the winner.
Right.
I see.
Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, let me talk to you guys off the air, and maybe we can arrange some kind of arrangement.
All right, hold on a second.
Excellent.
Hold on, Brett, hold on.
That's very good. Hold on. Charlie, firm him up right now, please.
Sounds encouraging.
Someone tell Chuck Broyhill that Brett Conway, the Redskins field goal kicker, is on line seven.
And now, you know, speaking of limping and pimping, we've got to probably, confirm Brett and then get the ladies for the big field goal kickoff.
I'm going to guess he'll go with it.
I think so.
I think he just needs the details.
Right.
Although I think I just gave him all the details. You just stand with your hands over your head.
He didn't give you a, no can do.
Right. No, I told you, I think the guy's up for it.
That's right.
So.
Speaking of suits, though, worry about that pesky management, out there at the Redskins.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
I know.
We're big supporters of the Redskins. We love the Redskins.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about Redskins management.
Let's not even
say the word management again on this show.
Just, with all the King of Queens stuff, I was, I just had that on the brain.
No problem, Mike. No problem at all. He's a kicker. It's not like he's an important player. It's not like he really has to go out and do anything. He's a kicker.
Just very select moments of incredible pressure.
Okay, he's back on hold. Nope, he's not on hold.
He's gone.
He's gone. Nope, he's still talking to Charlie Broyhill.
Still working out the details.
Well, as soon as we get the thumbs up or the thumbs down on this.
You're waiting right now for Broyhill to come in and give you the thumbs up.
Right. If Brett Conway is a go, here's the deal. We'll take girls calling 1-877-365-3636. Oh, the line's back on hold. I don't want to sell this thing unless I know it's a go. And here comes Charlie Broyhill. Very hard to read, he is.
Intentionally.
I know. Come on.
No, he can't do it.
Why?
Not during the season.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Oh, really? Can't do it during the season?
Nah, they probably wouldn't let me do it during the season.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, crap.
Could
you come, if you weren't the field goal, if you didn't have your arms in the air, could you just come down and be a judge?
I probably don't think it's the field goal thing. I probably think it's the nudity thing and the association with the NFL and the Redskins.
So you couldn't even come be a judge?
Yeah, I don't think they'd want me to do it, actually. Mm. Unfortunately.
Oh, that's a drag.
All right, well, in the off season then.
Yeah, in the off season, maybe come by?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, Brad.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, good luck this weekend.
Appreciate that.
All right.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, I think I know what he wouldn't mind probably just coming down and visiting.
And looking at naked girls.
That's right.
But
with no one knowing he was here.
Right, well, there's no fun if nobody knows he's...
That's right.
People got to know that the field goal kicker for the Redskins is here, right?
The radio program's on a peep show.
All right, well, scratch that idea. Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Scratch that idea about girls kicking naked field goals.
Well, that's a shame.
We'll do something else on tomorrow's show.
Would it involve nudity?
Yeah, I'll come up with something.
Okay. You get us all worked up.
You're a man. Maybe still just go with that. I mean, what the hell?
Strip field goal.
Yeah, why not? Why not? We can have Charlie Broyhill or someone stand out at the end of the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be Brett Conway. Hey, you know what? One more shot. Let's do ask Mark Mosley if he wants to come be
involved. Very good.
Former Redskins kicker Mark Mosley.
That'd be great.
I have his telephone number in my car.
That's terrific.
So let's do this. Let's do a break.
All right.
We'll come back.
Uh-huh.
We'll call the only kicker who's ever been an MVP in the NFL.
And a snappy dresser.
Mark Mosley, who was also a fan of the show,
mm-hmm.
to see if he would like to come down tomorrow.
Cool. And his beautiful hair.
Stand and his gold chain.
Yes.
He would like to come down and be the human goalposts.
Maybe wear his old jersey. He could wear a turtleneck with it.
For the nude field goal kicking. So let's break. We'll come back and figure out if we're doing this or not.
Great.
And who we're going to do it with. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
There's nothing more satisfying than manufacturing a product that everybody absolutely loves. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and every morning when I open my mail, I get...
What am I saying? Do I thank your husband? Would you give your husband permission?
I don't care.
To come down tomorrow to be the human field goal?
I don't care if my husband looks
look at naked ladies. I am very secure in my my marriage.
That's great. I mean, if you go no further, Daryl Grant was one of my favorite Redskins of all time.
Daryl Grant is in if he can do it. Now, where is Daryl right now, Mrs. Grant?
He's home.
He's home?
Yeah.
He's sitting there. Is he sitting there with a big grin on his face?
Yeah, I'm sure. Waiting for me to call him back saying, can I do it? Can I do it?
All right, listen, you are a wonderful wife.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I don't mind. He wants to have fun. If that will make him happy, then fine. I don't care.
That's fantastic. I love Daryl Grant. Wasn't he number 77?
Right.
77.
Daryl Grant from the Washington Redskins. A Redskins alumnus coming in.
One of the most famous plays of all time against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, he's got on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That would be an honor to have the great Daryl Grant be the human.
Well, when I told him, the first thing he said was, what time?
There you go. Good. All right, listen. So, can you hold on a second, baby?
Sure.
Hold on a second.
We got our Redskins.
Well, that's
great.
We're not. You know, no offense to Mark Moseley, whose number I just went down to the car and got.
Right.
You know, let's. Daryl Grant, fantastic.
He's
at the
in.
Human goalpost.
He's in.
All right, then. What we need are girls.
Mm-hmm.
This contest tomorrow is just for girls.
For ladies only. This is strip field goal.
Now, I'm not sure exactly what the dimensions are going to be. They might have to actually just kick these field goals right here in the studio where we only have about a 20-yard area.
That's right.
So it could be 5 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards, and 20 yards.
Could be the little paper football that we used to use in school.
No, let's use a Nerf. I think it would be if Daryl Grant got on his knees at the back of the room and put his hands up like this.
Right.
And you had a girl stand about at the end of the United States map with somebody actually holding a Nerf football like you would to kick a football.
Right.
I think it would be tough to kick it through and make a field goal from, let's say, back there by the beginning of our stage.
Okay.
It's not as easy as it might appear to be.
Yeah.
And even if it wasn't a Nerf football, we could get one of those little plastic jobbers.
Right. One of those that make it difficult.
Right.
You can make it as difficult as you want with our limited space. And, of course, the limited space based solely on the fact that, you know, because this involves partial nudity, we have to keep it within our four walls.
It has to be in the studio. It can't be out in the hallway where I originally thought we could do this, and we certainly can. I've just been told we can't do it out in the lobby or even up in the conference room.
Got to be in the confines of our little studio.
So, you know, we'll leave that. You know what, Mike?
You can actually have Daryl Grant sitting in a chair, too. Sitting in this rolling chair, and you can move him back on the roller.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Nice. To change the distance.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, the clothes are going to be removed the more successful the woman is.
Yes. If the woman makes the field goal from right in front of Daryl Grant, then she removes one article of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
She takes another step back.
Right.
She kicks another field goal. Eventually, the girl who kicks the field goal from the furthest amount away, not only will she be the nudist,
yes,
but she will be the winner.
And if we have two women or three women or four women that tie,
sudden death overtime, a battle until one of them loses.
Absolutely. And the thing is, if we get to that point, all those women will be competing naked. Fantastic.
That's a perfect plan.
There you go.
That is a perfect plan for tomorrow's nude field goal show.
That's right. It's going to be great.
All right, let's get the girls. And girls, listen, this trip that you're going to be kicking for tomorrow, trying to kick the little football through the arms of former Redskin great Daryl Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I love that his wife called in.
Oh, that's the best. The wife called.
I love that his wife called in to volunteer his services.
Thank you, Mrs. Grant.
That trip to Tampa includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, and tickets to the Redskins-Buccaneers game, courtesy of the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia. For reservations, call 540-364-3741.
Now, don't worry about the athletic competition, ladies, because we're going to make it easy for you.
This is the grade A competition. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best trip of the three trips we're giving away.
That's right.
This one's a big Megillah.
It's going
to
be great.
Let's go right to the phones and see if there are any girls who are up for some nude, semi-nude field goal kicking tomorrow. Ah, who is this? How do you pronounce your name, honey?
Aisha. Yep.
Aisha. Hi, Aisha.
Hi, how are you?
Aisha, baby, where are you calling from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
How old are you?
22.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Have you seen the movie Hackers?
The movie Hackers? Is that with Robert Redford?
It's probably the girl with the short hair and the blue eyes.
That's an obscure reference.
I don't remember her name, but that's...
No.
Many people tell me I resemble.
Are you cute?
I'm very cute.
Ah. Very cute. And are you a big Redskins fan?
Yes, I am.
Would you be willing to take off all your clothes to kick field goals if you had to?
All of my clothes.
There you go.
That's the spirit.
Hold on. Aisha.
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 Aisha. Hold on. Aisha, baby. Hold on. Hello, Suzanne.
Yes.
Mike, here's our second competitor.
Fantastic.
It's a game tomorrow.
We got a game going.
All right.
We got two girls. It's a game.
All right.
Suzanne, where are you calling from?
D.C.
You love the Redskins?
Love the Redskins. In fact, my childhood dream was to be the first female field goal kicker ever.
Oh, wow. So the athletic part has got you going.
Suzanne, can we ask who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Maybe the girl that used to be on The Fall Guy. People used to tell me that.
You mean Heather Locklear?
No.
Heather Thomas?
Heather Thomas.
Heather Thomas is also very hot.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful. How old are you, Suzanne?
31.
Okay, hold on a second, please.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Fantastic.
So you have another girl? Yes, we do. It's Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from McLean.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
My friend said Lara Croft from Tomb Raider video game.
Oh! My goodness.
She is so hot.
Oh, you see her in every video, every computer store in the world.
She is the hottest video game girl.
Oh, man. So you want to come down and kick some naked field goals?
Yes, I do. I want to go to the game so bad. I went last week.
Yeah, right. Good for you.
Jessica, hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Hold on a second. All right, that's three girls right there.
This is working out quite nicely.
This is quite a week of shows we're having this week.
It sure is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that girl on Hackers was Angelina Jolie.
All right, thank you, my friend. Oh my God.
Wow.
Angelina Jolie, you can't do better than that, can you?
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nipple.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
My buddy.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, go away.
Tom, we're doing something important now, Tom.
I'd like to come down and help better.
No. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I'd like to come down and try to kick some field goals.
Yes, you would. What is your name, please?
My name's Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
How you doing, Mary?
Mary, where are you from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
Something about this lady.
Oh, I know.
Something about Mary?
Yes, there is.
Mary, how old are you, if I could be so bold?
34 years young.
34 years young. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
A cross between, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, stop right there.
Helen Hunt and Leah Remini.
Oh, please. You must be a pig.
No.
You must be a pig because you're just saying my three favorite girls right now.
Pig or a phony?
No. Some people say Julia Roberts, and also I know you guys watch CNN. That Darren Kagan? I'm not sure what
it is. Oh, the girl in the morning on CNN.
Yeah, with the short black hair.
Oh, very good.
All right. How do you feel about nude field goals if it came down to that?
Well, it would be a first time, but, I mean, I would definitely go for it.
Hey, listen.
All right.
You're in. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
That's
four girls. Four right out of the chute.
Four girls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, my name is Marie.
Don't mock us. We got women already.
Goodbye. You know, let me try. Oh, we have Daryl Grant's phone number.
Okay. Number 77 from your Washington Redskins. Good guy. As we celebrate playoff fever.
Member of the great Super Bowl teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice that his wife called. You would never catch my wife doing that.
We're sorry. The person you are calling does not wish to talk with callers who block their number.
Oh, of course. Well, he's a former football star.
Had a chance to socialize with him once at Matt Elliott's house.
Well, you did. Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Yes.
So Buzz has the in with this guy.
Excellent.
Daryl and Teresa.
Good guy?
Oh, great guy. Both, and Teresa's great, too. Mm-hmm. Very nice people.
You even know his wife's name.
Yes.
Teresa Grant.
Yes. They're very nice people.
Hello, Daryl.
Hey.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're on the air, of course, and everybody, this is Buzz Burbank's very good friend, Mr. Daryl Grant.
Daryl Grant, your wife Teresa called us and said you'd like to play one of our reindeer games.
Yeah, she told me about it, I think. Yeah, I got most of the information.
Yeah, so Daryl, all we need is you down here tomorrow.
Okay.
We can work the time out with you.
Okay.
Sit in the chair. Put your arms up over your head like a human goalpost and just let nude girls try to kick field goals through your arms.
Okay, what time does this take place?
Well, that's
you know, pretty much up to you, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
4 o'clock sounds good.
Whatever your schedule allows.
4 o'clock it is, Mr. Grant.
Do you have any of your old jerseys?
No, I don't.
Oh, boy. It'd be so much fun if you wore a jersey, but I guess you don't want to wear the burgundy and gold, do you?
I don't mind wearing it, but I don't have anything that's not framed or, you know.
Ah, gotcha. Well, you know, just bring yourself down. Just you. Just whatever you want to wear.
All right.
You know what? I'll tell you, you have one sweet wife. There's no way in the world my wife would call a radio station. I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to get a big boatload of crap just for doing a contest that involves naked jewelry. You have a very, very sweet wife. I hope you know that. All right, Daryl, hold on. We need to get some information.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All right. He's low-key, but he's looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is.
Okay, now, Rockhead, pick up line 9 and tell Mr. Grant where the station is located and how he can get here. I'm speaking slower now.
Good boy. Do you know, it seems that when you speak slower, he responds faster.
Right.
That's an interesting theory there.
He's retarded. I love Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I want to kick some field goals naked.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hillary.
Hillary.
Hi, Hillary. How you doing today?
Good.
Hillary, do you have big ankles?
Huh?
Do you have big ankles like Hillary Clinton?
No.
Like Hillary Clinton?
No, nothing like Hillary Clinton.
All right, now, who's the celebrity you most resemble, Hillary?
My boyfriend says the girl at the Homegrown. I don't know her name.
Says the girl who?
At the Homegrown, that movie.
Homegrown.
With Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, not Drew Barrymore.
No, I don't think it's Drew Barrymore. No, not Drew Barrymore.
Well, are you cute?
Yeah, I'm cute.
This is the boyfriend in the back.
Okay, sure. Sure, and you love the Redskins, right?
I like them, yeah. I don't love them.
Are you doing this? Oh. Are you going to get naked and kick field goals because of your boyfriend?
No, I want to go to Tampa.
Oh, you want to go to Tampa?
I want to go to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I will tell you that the weather report today in Tampa Bay was sunny at 85.
Oh, man.
If that helps. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on. Fantastic. That's 5.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Brett Conway.
Now.
Oh, dear. Oh, come on.
Oh, dear. Such hostility.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nipple.
Jesus. Oh, I hung up on that guy. Hello, Diane.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, we are doing just great, Diane. Where are you calling from?
Stafford.
You interested in the trip?
Yes, I am.
Interested in the field goals?
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 34.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know. People show me I resemble Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue.
And you'd like to come down and kick field goals in a state of semi-dress?
Actually, I was hoping you were going to let me throw a temper tantrum, but I guess field goals would be okay.
Throw a temper tantrum?
Would you do it naked?
Sure.
Sure, you can throw anything you want. Absolutely. You're a Redskins fan, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on, Diane. You're in.
Okay.
Hold on, just a second.
Okay. That's a little odd.
There's some dirty birdies out there, Mike. Now, how many girls is that total? Is that
7, I think. 6 or 7.
I was just, maybe one more. I think we'll have one or two more, Don. We'll have a nice full team.
I would like to...
What?
This is Janet Reno, and I just have my bikini wax, so I would like to take part in the...
Goodbye, Janet Reno.
Calling Janet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Yes, I'd like to kick the ball, please.
Oh, come on.
Stop it, boys.
Knock it off. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
How can I get your job?
Now, there's at least an intelligent call.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
No, we're busy trolling for girls right now. You realize the line...
My name is Kelly Lynch.
The line that you are tying up could be a new perspective, new field goal kicker.
I just want to tell you that the girl from Homegrown is Kelly Lynch.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I would like to kick naked women through Brett Conway's legs with my penis.
You know, I think we... I think we're just going to stop there.
All right.
If there are any more girls...
We'll get them.
They can call and they can be screened by Rockhead and by Charles Broyles.
Well, thanks to the ladies. Thanks to Daryl Grant. Thanks to Teresa Grant, Daryl's wife, for letting him come down here. It's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Oh, yes. A great day in the morning and the afternoon tomorrow.
And there's the chair that Daryl Grant will be sitting on, holding his hands up in the air as we kick a tiny little Nerf football.
You know what, girls? You can keep calling right now if you want at 1-877-365-3636. Charlie and Rockhead, why don't you guys stop at 11? Because that's how many boys are on a football team.
Very good.
11. Let's take 11 girls for tomorrow's competition. Very good chances. Quite a few of them are going to end up nude.
Yeah. Now, were they going to do a traditional soccer style or doggy style?
About 6:15, if you live in York, Pennsylvania, and if you're lucky enough to live in York, you're hearing this show on two different radio stations. Sports Radio, W-O-I-K, and W-P-D-C, York, Pennsylvania.
Helping you to understand comedy, Don and Mike.
Every day. You want to talk to a couple more girls for this contest tomorrow?
I sure do.
Yeah. Because they're all over the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Media.
What's your name?
Media.
Media. Oh.
Yeah.
As in television, radio, media?
The news, yeah.
Media savvy.
Where are you calling from, Media?
I'm in the car with my girlfriend, and we're going home to Stafford.
Media savvy in the car with her friend, Media Bliss.
Media, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Demi Moore and Demani. I don't know her name.
Hello, Mr. Grant. I'm taking a bingo.
Are you interested in the contest tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, my girlfriend and I are.
Oh, so that's a two-girl show.
We're going to have a studio full.
A two-girl show. What's your girlfriend's name?
Amanda.
Amanda, and who does she look like?
She's a cross between Helen Hunt and Princess Di.
Well, that means that bugs are eating out her insides right now.
Oh, God.
Hold on, please. Both of you girls are in.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank again the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia. Reservations 540-364-3741. They're supplying the weekend vacation to Tampa Bay that we're going to be giving away tomorrow with the nude field goal contest.
It's going to be fantastic.
All right, let's see. Who is this? Hello, Allison?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Allison.
Yes.
Mike, this is Allison.
Allison, how are you, and what celebrity do you most resemble?
I am fine, and I have been called Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Oh. Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Can I bring my sister, too?
Oh, yeah.
If you must, of course you can.
Yes, bring your sister.
The more the merrier. This be an afternoon of field goal kicking.
I'm with her, but she's always into these kind of things, so.
Well, bring your mom. Bring her mom.
Okay.
Bring anybody you can.
Oh, it'll be fantastic.
Yes, and Allison, you love the Redskins, correct?
Well, my husband loves them more, but so I would be doing this for him.
Oh, you're doing it for your hubby. A noble guy.
Beautiful. You're in. Hold on, please, Allison.
Uh-huh.
The producer is just
That'll
coming.
Make 13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's plenty.
13?
13. Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. That's it? No more.
That's it. The cutoff.
And, oh, and Charlie, make sure you tell all those girls they got to be here at 4 tomorrow.
Sharp.
Right. This can't be like that freak show fiasco that
we
have.
No, not at all. You got to be here at 4, especially media.
You got to be here on time tomorrow.
That'll be a good show. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
And Daryl Grant.
Daryl Grant, with his wife's permission and blessing.
That's very exciting.
Sitting in that chair, holding his hands up in the air while girls kick Nerf field goals over his head.
I would have said they're not even going to be Nerf. Okay. What we're going to do is go to Toys R Us and get a big, gigantic, blow-up football.
Inflatable football.
Very similar to a beach ball.
Right, absolutely. I was thinking that'd be perfect.
That's what we're going to get. And then the girls will each try to kick, you know, between his outstretched arms.
He's a big man. He's a large man, so he'll be a big target.
He's a former defensive lineman for the Washington.
Big ball, big target, big boob.
Big fun.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Listen, we have a trip to give away today also on the show.
Wow. You do? I forgot about that.
The Redskins Air Attack, the official Washington Redskins chartered plane of fans going down to Tampa Bay. You know, for all my bitching a couple of days ago, I've really got to say, I'm very proud this station has really pulled its F together.
Everybody responded to your gentle nudging and came through, you know, with what we should have come through with earlier on.
Yeah. Right, it's a flagship station for the Redskins. You're damn right we should be giving away all these trips.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another trip that we're giving away today. Oh, and then we have the new field goal contest tomorrow. And then we'll have a final Redskins Air Attack to give away on Friday.
Cool. Incredible.
We've got you covered. I hope you've been listening to the whole show today because we have a couple more words for you. I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
In. Buzz, you're next.
Okay. we getting close to wrapping up the story, do you think? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
All right. Two.
No.
No?
No.
Rejected?
Rejected.
All right. His.
Thank you.
That's what you wanted.
No, you know, technically, if you're doing it the right way, it would be there.
There?
Yeah, not his.
Yes, correct. Right, Buzz, read the whole story. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right, Mike.
Okay. Okay.
There.
Now it's my turn?
Yep.
That's stirring.
Oh. Excellent.
Thank you.
Good word.
Wonderful word.
I'm going to throw a bonus word. Bubbling.
And are you ready? I mean, are you ready to wrap up here? Because, you know...
Not yet.
You really only need one more word.
I know. But we could still be more descriptive. After festering and bubbling.
You can add more, sure.
You know, and I don't know. It's only 6:21 East Coast, 3:21 West Coast.
Can I add one more word?
Sure.
Odiferous. Thank you, Rob. You know those dinosaurs? Oh, I almost slipped.
Hey,
sorry.
Come on, Mike. You're going to give away the contest.
I'm trying to give away a word.
All right, we're not done yet.
Right.
But your new words...
Oh, boy.
Your new words are... In, there, festering, bubbling, odiferous.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your new words.
Right.
And the story is not even close to being done yet. Not even close.
Not for a million years.
Not a chance. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
I'm getting an ice cream headache from today's show. I really am.
A lot going on.
Hello?
Yeah, the inflatable footballs aren't going to go through.
What do you mean?
They're not going to fly as well as a Nerf ball.
We've got a real small area we're dealing with here.
Listen,
sir. Why don't you just leave the driving to us?
Okay, you're the boss, Chief. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Christ, eat me raw, man.
This is show business.
People always want to call in second guess before we even start doing something.
It's like you're going to hit somebody over the head and you're going to hit them with a real hammer. You don't know. Use a big plastic hammer.
Hello. Hello, Don, is my show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I'll give you $20 to be the holder tomorrow.
Oh, the holder.
Oh,
somebody does have to be the holder.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Mm. I figured that'd be the best to you anyway.
I think I'd have to beg out on the holding thing because I know I'd be in trouble.
Oh, no, I couldn't do it either.
Yeah, somebody
no, I know who's been... let me think about it.
Here, where's the holding? Where's the holding? Let's see.
Let me think. We need a guy who's been around since the invention of football. Hi, Charlie.
Now, look who wants to be the holder, though.
Right.
Look who came in. Yes, of course you're pointing towards Buzz, but look who came in wanting
you want
to...
Charlie, would you feel more comfortable being the holder? I mean, being as it does require some athletic skill. I would feel comfortable doing that, yes. All right, then, Buzz.
I think you should do it.
You know what, Buzz?
What?
How would you like to be the hiker?
Yeah, the snapper.
Oh, man. Could I? You could bend over.
The long snapper.
Yeah, Buzz, you can be the hiker.
All right.
And then Charlie Broyhill will be the holder.
Very good.
The hiker.
You know what I meant. The hitcher. You know what I meant. That meant...